Blog Talk Radio. What up, everybody? Hope everybody had a good one today, man. Enjoying all this good, cool weather we've been having and all this heat. Let's see here, man. Yeah, man, just hope everybody out there having a good one, man. Welcome everybody back. Had a bunch of racing going on this weekend all over the place. Trick or treat and big shootout going on somewhere over there in Carolina. And then we had the Hell at the Dell right here in the backyard, man. At the Hell at the Dell in the backyard. Let me see. Let's see where we get Mr. Rogers at, man. He's a little slow tonight, I guess. We're going to get him on here in a minute. Anybody else, man, if y'all got any upcoming events, announcements, anything y'all want to make, man, y'all press the one button and come on and let us know what y'all got going on. What y'all got coming up. Other than that, man, it's going to be, let's see. Yeah, other than that, man, this gonna be it for me after this show, man. This it. Shit, I'm gonna leave it to somebody else who want to take over and start another show. But after tonight, I'm done. I'm gonna sign off for good and chill and sit back and just watch, man. So hopefully, hopefully somebody else starts something else up. If not, shit. I guess it's going to be what it's going to be. It definitely ain't going to be me. That's for sure. Sure enjoyed it, the run while it lasted, but just getting to a point where it ain't just, you know, it ain't what it used to be. Don't get the feedback and conversation like we used to, man, so. I'm going to take me a break and chill out. K-Dog, if you on, man, press the one button, man, and let everybody know, man, we had a blast down there. A blast down there, Hell at the motherfucking Dell, man. Good, smooth running event. I want to say had 16, 17 grudge races got off. All the shootouts got done and complete. It was a good time, man. It started early. Weather was good. It didn't get as cold as it was saying it was going to get at first. And everything turned out good, man. It was just a damn good event, man. I mean, I don't think they had no all downs or nothing to keep the track down. You know, it was just steady cars going down that joker, man. And, yeah, like, I think before the race, they had maybe 12 or 13 confirmed. So some of the confirmed didn't get off, and then some more ended up getting off. Mr. Rogers, your mic open, brother. What you got? What you got?
Man, don't bring me in like that, man. After this sad story you saying about shitting the show down and all that, man. Oh, don't pull me in after that, man. I need to pull it on some positive note. We had some fun this weekend, man. I'm going to need you to start that over, man. Something, man.
Man, we did. A hell of a goddamn time, man. Shit, I ain't gonna lie, man. A hell of a time. Everything ran smooth. Shit, man. It was a gangster party, man. Took home the money.
No. Ain't no secret, man. Yeah, we, like I said, we appreciate it all, man. Like you said, man, we appreciate everybody who came, who wanted to come, who, you know, was dealt with tickle fits and who was dealt with camera and watching them live feeds. We appreciate it all, man. Like I say, we had another one in the books, you know. Everything went the way it's supposed to go, and shit, I couldn't ask for a better event, a better turnout. You know, like I said, I appreciate everybody who came near and far to come check us out, man. And, you know, like I said, we appreciate it, man. I posted all the winners to all the events and on the Hell at the Dell page, which is on Facebook. It's Hell at the Dell. It's a page that we keep track of all the events and everything goes on. But I'm going to just try to come off the rip, off the head with it. What his name? Matt, not goddamn. Cody Jones won Gangster on 28, which is our, you know, our premier class. He won that small tire class. Cody Jones won that. Troy's Hit List, which is like a, you know, capped 490 deal. Daniel Burch won it, and we had the Lil G class shootout. Timmy Stubbs won it, and 580, Scotty Crook won it. You know, so congratulations to all the winners of our shootouts and index classes. And like you said, man, we had 16 confirmed grudge races because I announced all of them. I couldn't tell you all the winners, but congratulations to each and every one of y'all who won your grudge race. And congratulations to the ones who even tried to race and lost. You know, it takes effort. It takes two to tango. You know what I mean? So everybody should get some kind of accolade because you was man enough or bold enough to get up there and run the man. So you get your accolades too.
That's right.
Yeah, but
that's
I mean,
right.
I appreciate
right.
it. Yeah, I appreciate all of them. You know, we had, like I said, a nice turnout. Everybody was happy. We was kicking it. We had fun. You know, I was on the mic, of course. Like I always be, I'm a little nervous and shy on the mic, but once I get to rolling and shit, I start running my mouth. So, and you know,
Mr.
Keep
Big One and Ride,
so
man.
Going.
That's gonna be
yeah.
That's gonna be your nickname, Mr. Big One and Ride.
Yeah, so they asked for him. I got to keep it up. I don't really, you know, I really ain't too cool on the mic all night. But shit, once I'm doing it, it's like second nature. And as you can tell, like. When I wasn't on it, Gary calling for me, like, hey, man, it's, you know, so shit, I guess that's going to be part of the deal. That's going to be part of the deal.
Yeah,
but our next date is
part
March
11th.
Yeah, I'm part of the show. I'm part of the deal. You know, without that, the car's not going to get a burnout. They're not going to come in the water box. So I got to say something. But yeah, but our next event, March 11th, man, you know, it's going to be number 10. So we're going to do something a little different, you know. Well, I'm gonna say a little different. We're gonna do something a little different because it's number 10. So we're gonna do something big. You know, we're gonna try to do something big for the number 10, man. Because you know, it's kind of like a milestone. So we're gonna try to do something big.
Yes,
now, what it is, I'm not sure of it just yet. But I got an idea, so I don't want to reveal it until it's confirmed. But it's gonna be something big, man.
Number 10, man. So did you think you would make it this far?
No, I didn't. I ain't gonna lie. Like I say, you know, like I said last week on the show, when I look around, you know, and think about it, like, man, golly, man. You know, all this started, you know, I was telling my little brother Monday, I'm like, man, well, him and the guy in our neighborhood, the older gentleman, you know, used to watch grow up as kids. I said, man, we started out racing bicycles under the streetlights at night. And look at this here, man. You know what I'm saying? I never thought about that. But, you know. You know, God had a plan, and you just follow it. You know what I'm saying? You know, and
yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Like I said, I've been racing and competitive. You know, since I was a little boy, man. So I'm a big boy, and got all this going on, man. You know, ain't that truly a blessing? No, I appreciate it all. Straight like that, but yeah, I didn't know, man. You know, it always amazed me. I just don't say that. You know what I mean? I just look around and like, God, oh man, look at these people down there. They over there. They over there. And I got these bad cars coming, this water box. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. And I mean, how many gangsters we have, man? I mean, we had that nice car count of gangsters this time.
Yeah, we had a record of gangsters. We had 13. We had 13 or 14 gangsters on 20.
Okay.
We had 15 Troy's Hit List. One of them got out. And we had 20. No, we had 16 580.
Okay.
You know, for me, that's a record for us, man. We had some bad hot rods. Not no class fillers or somebody just getting in the class to get their money ticking. You know, everybody in them classes was hot rods, had some fast hot rods.
Yeah, it definitely was anybody's race, man, from the beginning, man. It was anybody's race.
Oh, yeah, and the track was on point. You know, we had flack in the previous time, in the past, that either there won't work and won't hook. You go check our camera video, Hidalgo, his videos. It'll show you what the track was doing and what kind of power they was throwing at it, you know. so they can, you know, they can stop saying that, oh, the you dealt on hook, it don't work, and all this other crap.
Yeah. The video. And a bunch of people posting, they ran some personal bests, whether it was at the test session or during the event. You know, local people from out of town, you know, had a few people posting that they ran some of their best ETs and 60s and all kind of stuff. So, I mean, that alone says a lot, especially when you're high power cars.
Yep. You try to get them staging lanes in and out. We wouldn't have nobody sitting, you know, for a long period of time. We could help it. You know, we call the shootout clock guys, got them out the way, to call the Tesla Tune guys, got them out the way, mixed the grudge races in with them. And, you know what I mean? Just everything just kept flowing and rolling, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Troy, your mic been open. Troy, what you got?
No, I was letting dog get his rocks off.
I'm done, man.
Okay.
You good, man. You good. I'm sitting back around the wayside, shit. But, nah, man, I was just calling dog, you know, calling in, congratulate dog on the wonderful show, man. It was good to see everybody. Good to see people engaging, good people, you know, grudging and getting after it. And thanks to all the shootout participants, man, because we had a full class on both of them, dog.
Yep.
So
all of them, yeah.
15 on one, 13 on another. So, man, can't complain at all. And just hopefully it gets bigger and keep growing, man, so this man can get to number 20. He say he want to retire. We ain't gonna let him retire, God dang. Well, keep showing up and keep supporting this man, and he gonna keep on after doing it, because it's a good thing he's doing, man. That track is a good vibe at that track, and you know, everybody for the most part get along. So, you know, but it was a good time, man. I was just chiming in to thank everybody that showed up. Shout out to JP for cooking, because I was hungry. I couldn't find nothing. JP had it down packed down there, man. I just got on here to say thank you again. And I understand where you're coming from, JP, with what you said earlier on the show. Like, dog said, God damn, don't bring me in on some sorrow shit like this. But I feel you, because I've been there and I understand. And I'm just asking the callers, hey, man, y'all just participate more or something to make this man stay doing what he's doing, because y'all don't realize how much this helps Texas in a whole. It helps the promoters, it helps the races, it helps the track. And if we participate more, it could even help everybody more in the whole deal.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely have a lot of people listening, you know. A lot of people just want to know it. That's cool.
Right.
But still, like, we come up sometimes, we come up with good topics, we have good conversations going on. And, I mean, it's just, you know, you don't really get many people to engage in the conversation besides the normal crowd that's pretty much always conversating, you know. Everybody else is kind of sitting back in the bushes listening, and, you know, and not really engaging. Now, you know, I can see when they arguing and fussing and fighting, yeah, you ain't got nothing to say. But, you know, sometimes they bring up some good topics that just, you know, no right or wrong answers, just people be wanting feedback on certain situations that may occur. And I be just wanting to hear some new voices, some new people, you know.
Yeah, just so it's so you can feel like it's doing some good. You know what I'm saying? You hear the same people every weekend. Man, damn, am I reaching a new audience? Am I reaching new people? You know, new people to come to the track, or new people to know about this event that's coming up, stuff like that. You know, and that's what it was intended for when we started it from day one, right? But, you know.
Yeah.
We share it. We post it on Facebook. It's just, I'm just asking Texas right now to help bring stuff to a better level than what it is, so we can continue growing the sport we love, called grudge and shootout, whatever y'all want to call it, drag racing in Texas in the whole, you know, because, you know, all the tracks need it, all the races need it, all the promoters need it, you know what I'm saying? Because without spectators, we ain't nothing for us car owners and for us racers and promoters. You know what I'm saying? Because we won't have a track to go to. You know what I'm saying? So it all ties into each other, and shit is just, you know, one helps another, you know, type of deal. So, but I hope you change your heart and have a change of heart and stay on, man, and keep doing what you're doing, because it's helping. I know people don't tell you that much, but it's helping, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Keep on plugging away, JP. I know. Trust me. I truly understand. That's kind of hard for a motherfucker that's calling you to tell you keep plugging away to a motherfucker that gave up too. But
this started off as your show. You know, I was just on board, but you know, you stepped away. I say, man, fuck it. I'm gonna keep it going. Fuck it. You know, we ain't got nobody else to do a show. You know, like, so that's why I just kept plugging away at it. But
well, it frustrated me to the point where you frustrated it, JP. It was because, like you say, nobody was really engaging on the show. Nobody was really, you know, we give it as a platform for the promoters to come on there. And they did, they do diligence. They get on there. They talk about their show. We couldn't get nobody to engage, even talk about a race, even looking for somebody. You know what I'm saying? It's like, God, dog, this is what the show is mainly about. We got a race coming up or we got a Sunday coming up, you know. Let's try to get something going on, you know. But, you know, it's crazy. But, like I said, I hope it changed, man. You know, change directions for you.
Oh, yeah.
And shit go better, shit. What
yes,
you got
sir.
To say
about
yes, that,
sir. Let me...
What'd you say?
I'm listening to you.
Oh. I feel the same way. You know what I'm saying? I feel the same way, but I mean, you know, the man know how he feel. You know what I mean? I hope he don't shut it down because a lot of folks look forward to it, even though they won't admit it. You know what I mean? I look forward to it too sometimes, even though I come in late. But you know, I can't tell a man how to feel about something he's doing. You know, if you lose passion for something that you're doing, shit, it's just what it is, and you know, this stuff works off participation. And I ain't gonna lie. I hate to fail. Like I tell them all the time, I hate to fail at something. If I do something, I try to, you know, succeed at doing it. If I fail it, I feel, you know, I don't feel right. So, you know, I can't tell him how to feel with that. You know, I got his back 100%, whatever he going to do, whatever choice he makes. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I understand. Either way. But I hope he don't either. I hope he don't.
Well, I think JP got the brunt of it now. No, for real, I think JP got the brunt of it now, dog, because he has his car running. So he sees how much work it, you know, and like I was telling him like a year ago, like, JP, man, I'm going to go test, man. I don't know how the fuck I'm going to do this, you know, this and that. You know, and it's just like, man, that's too much. You know, I like racing a little bit more than this talk show. JP, I'm going to have to go, you know. He's like, man, all right, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's hard when you trying to do something on that particular day. And, you know, and this and that. Like I said, like Dog said, I got your back no matter what. You know, you call me, hey, they chose show. Got you. But, you know.
Yeah.
We can only
but
talk
I mean, even
to K-Dog so long.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, but even you seen it last time. I had you here when I was testing. You like, damn, like, ain't nobody going to say, all right, then, shit. We're going to get out of here. You know, it's like, yeah, it'd be the same thing, man. It's just, that's what makes it kind of frustrating. It's like, the show is for everybody. It ain't just for me, you, and K-Dog or whatever, Larry, hell, we could call each other on the back lines and talk and ain't got to worry about nobody hearing what we say. You know? But we get to do something on the public level to bring a little awareness to Texas, to talk some shit, and even call out some people from the other side of the world if y'all want to call somebody out, shit, send some numbers and, you know, and get some other people over here on the show. But it just, you know, I don't know. Like I say, I'm just kind of at that point, just kind of, it ain't really about having my car together. It's just kind of getting to the same point where it's just repetitive. When I find myself saying the same thing or feeling the same way week in and week out, it's like, man, I don't even, you know, I don't get excited about it no more.
I can understand it.
Let's see. Larry, what you got, Laro?
Man, y'all got real. I'm gonna sit back. I just want to get in before you fall asleep. But it don't look like you fall asleep right now. Too much going on.
Now look at him. Look how he follow up everything we just said.
Man,
832-3731.
I ain't get my shirt, so I'm kind of hot about that. But y'all just sit before I get on MCB ball. I ain't get no shirt.
Hey, Larry, I meet you. I ain't getting down either, man. I'm hot, man.
Oh, you didn't get no. Oh, man. Say, man, you the fourth person that came to me and said they ain't getting no shirt.
I told him on later. I'm bringing your shirt back.
Hey, big homie, what size you wear? I found some later on my daughter here. What size you wear? I'm going to look at what size you wear.
Oh, yeah. Give me my 3X. I take a 3X. 3X on the extra
okay, I got you. Yeah, I just want this Lord came up too. I got you. Yeah, I got you. I'll bring him something.
JP,
man, I paid for mine about 3 months ago.
Hey, man, we on the talk show. We on the talk show.
It's all right, man. Cold.
JP, he gonna be saying something to you, JP. Where you at?
JP, the first people already.
Yeah. My bad. No, I got the damn phone. Look, I had a call coming. I had to answer the damn thing. What'd you say, Naki?
Man, have y'all ever thought about, like, you know, with y'all committed and stuff, have y'all ever thought about, like, you do it, like, 3 months out the year, another dude do it, like, another 3 months, and kind of give another break and have to refresh and come back with something else? Have y'all thought about doing it like that?
Not really. It just, you know.
I mean, you get burnt out quick, you know what I'm saying? I guess it's more frustrating when I look at the deal, you got a bunch of people on here, right? Yeah.
And I understand sometimes you'll get some people on here shooting the shit and, you know, it'll carry the show. But then sometimes when somebody come up with a good topic and it ain't no bullshitting going on, you know, it's a good conversation to be had. Whether it's teachable moments or not, it's kind of like you don't get nobody, you know, nobody pressing the one button. You know, you got a whole bunch of people on here, but everybody just listening. You know what I'm saying? Nobody got nothing to say, or, you know, sometimes you get people texting you that's on the show. They listening, but they texting you instead of pressing the one button. They coming on and talking about whatever it is, you know. Or man, why you letting this person talk? Oh, man, you date Mike. You know, like, well, y'all come on here and talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. Y'all don't want to, y'all get tired of hearing certain people talk.
The people that be listening, you know, that's like, you know, somebody asks you to sing. Everybody can't sing, you know what I'm saying? So the people that be listening, they think they don't have a voice to reach out to everybody. And I ain't going to lie, I know I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't talk much as nothing. I know I don't, but it's one more person's voice that I hear on here who I like to hear talk all the time. And it's K-Dawg, because he got the voice to carry out, and he know how to, you know what I'm saying? Me sitting back listening to K-Dawg all the time, he know how to reach out to a person and pull him into him. He can reach out there and shove him away.
Put carry on me, man. That sounds like some bullshit.
Damn, Larry. How long you been holding that in?
Not even a half a second, man. Put him on me, man. Put carry on me.
Damn,
man.
Come on with it, big homie.
You know what I'm saying? Say, you'll see me ball till out, man. Go ahead, kid.
You know, and I tell you, somebody else will reach out to everybody, and everybody kind of listen to and realize what they say when they explain something. And it's King B. You know what I'm saying? Them two dudes right there, when they on here talking, everybody pretty much gonna listen and know they speaking facts. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, you probably burn out on the JP right now. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot going on the road and all this and all that. So, you know what I'm saying? Man, you probably kind of think about, like, I'm gonna take a break and try to pull somebody else in that we know that's gonna, you know, fill your spot, you know?
Good report. I like that, Kieran.
I feel you on that. 713-7887. Your mic open. I'm coming out. I got two more hands. I'm finna come to y'all. Nick, what you
What's
got?
What's up, fellas? This is a Greek, man. How y'all doing? I just want to say, good show, K-Dawg. Everything ran smooth, man. Everybody was cool. Everything ran smooth. I really like the event, man. I like what you're doing with it. And JP, I know you ain't no quitter, dog. I know you ain't no quitter. And what you do, and I think I've told Troy this before too, before he went out or whatnot, or maybe he said it to somebody. What you do on the show, man, it really means a lot to a lot of people. But I feel you, you know. no participation, it kind of gets boring, kind of gets old. I understand that. You just, I don't know, need to find a little, find a way to spice it up a little bit maybe. I don't know. That's all.
Yeah. Do something. I mean, you know. I don't know. Let's see. Wiz, your mic open.
You ain't going to get nothing out of that one. All you got to do is open up that one, and I'll just sit on top of the bush.
I got you, one
of them speaks when spoken to.
Man, being honest. Being honest.
Oh, yeah. Dre, your mic open. What's up, Dre?
Shut this motherfucker down. That's what you do. Shut this motherfucker
man,
down.
Put his glass on me, man.
Don't let none of these motherfuckers change the way you feel. If that's how you feel, because they don't know how it is to run a motherfucking show. Half of these niggas on here ain't never had one. I had one.
Oh.
I know what it takes. If I was you, if you feel like you want to shut this motherfucker down, do that. And come back when you
want.
Yeah, but you don't do that. You got plenty of time to run the show. I don't know why it's off for you.
I'm just chiming in, man.
Letting you know. Hey,
man,
man,
you got that
bad
report
quit,
ready
man.
For tonight, man? You got that bad report ready for tonight.
Yeah, we're going to get it.
Okay,
hold on. We're going to let you.
Huh?
JP, you had to call me to get it all over again.
Yeah, boy, he ain't about nothing.
I'm better than Drake. I got a bear report, too.
All right. We're going to get to him in a second, man. There's a bunch of bad shit going on around there.
Bunch of bad shit going on, man.
Man, put that man on me, man. K-Dawg, man, shout out to K-Dawg. What a hell of a time I had, and I saw a lot of other people enjoying themselves, man. You put on a great show. Hey, man, shit was organized.
Man,
you
know, I
know
ain't
what
getting my shirt,
man. Man, put a little Larry ass on mute.
Where's my shirt? Now, I tell you, I got your shirt. Now, stop crying on the phone. From all these men.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you just want, right. Oh, since they giving you your flowers and roses, you just want to hear all that.
You damn right. Let me get them. Get out the way. Come on with it, Tyro. Come on with it, Tyro.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate it, man. I do. I appreciate it.
That's really what it's for, man. The shootout was right on time. You know what I'm saying? We knew what Grudge Races was. Hey, man. Now, wait a minute. K-Dawg, you had 11 to start off with, right?
Yeah.
It was 11, right? Right? And then you ended up with 3 more, right?
Uh-huh.
Before 12 o'clock, you had 3 more, right?
Plus the 4, yeah.
So 11 plus 3.
That's 14.
And then you had the last 2 where the young lady had ran the guys back to back. That's 16. Now, motherfuckers, right, tell y'all about that 16 Grudge Races that got off.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Sorry, don't do that, man. Don't do that, man. Larry ain't listening, man.
Oh, I need my shirt.
Man, some good racing, man. Got doggone Rock Crushing them, beat Avery, man. Trouble Troy went undefeated. Graphic got him one. Like you say, that Tupac car, that chick driving. Did she knock 3 people off?
She my boy from what is he from Killeen. I said Austin, Killer B, he got him one.
Oh, Killer B.
Potts got him one. They was coming in there. Get them. Get them, man.
Yeah, Potts, Killer B, Nick. Come on them, Ray. Come on, Ray.
Yep. Come, yeah. Come on, guys. That was
Killer,
our
Killer
spark,
B, Killer B. Come on in here, boy. Come on in here. They go Killer B there. Y'all stay in the
man.
Too loud.
He down there. Hey, he down there knocking out of the starting line.
Hey, strong ass.
I say I'm from Austin. I'm killing them. I'm from Killeen. I ain't from no damn Austin.
I
don't even claim.
I said everybody straight, Drew. We all thought you was from Austin. Dog said the same shit. Dog said that's their killer truck from Austin. I said nah. He said he's from Fort Hood or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And then listen, hold on. Drew, this is what he say. Man, all that shit to
what?
Say. I said the same shit.
Man, but no, we the Fort Hood boys. They knew it was
Drew,
totally different.
I apologize, sir, but look what I did. I rounded it up to the nearest big city. I give you credit on that. Okay,
thank
you.
Man, y'all hold up on Austin now. We ain't even do all that back and forth. Man,
soft
I regret it. I was killing the deal now. We don't do it like that. You understand me?
Ain't that gangster about Austin, Labo.
Hey, anyway, hey, I want to tell y'all, man. Great show, man.
Come on, Drew.
Great show, man. I definitely am coming back. I will see y'all in March. I promise you that. I will definitely be back.
But Drew, I got a question for you. This is your first time coming?
That ain't my first time being there. That's the first time coming to the Hell at the Dell, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my first time. Now I got a question for y'all. Which one of y'all got drunk off my go-go juice? That's all I want to know.
Drew. Okay, hey. Drew. Let me tell you this. I took four sips before I left the track, right? I was like, man, that shit good. So when I got to where I needed to go, I took about a quarter of that pint. Man, I didn't wake up till 12 o'clock the next day. I said, ooh, wait, this is some strong shit.
I didn't get in. Don't worry about it. I got a bottle at the house, man.
Okay, I sipped that boy and tasted it.
I locked it down, put it up, and hid it. Said it's coming to the house.
Cool.
Damn, JP,
hey,
you know that with
y'all. Yeah, tell me you have some jumbo juice. Yeah, hey, that's gonna go good. And they're gonna go good when I'm feeling grown with one of them good old cigars.
Yes, sir. Oh, I'll bring the cigars with me. I'm coming. Whenever you get over there, we're gonna,
up,
we're gonna do a weekend.
Hey,
I know you hear me.
I'm sorry about that, man.
Yeah, right.
I apologize to you. Hey, man, am I still allowed to the family reunion?
Huh?
I said, am I still allowed at the family reunion?
Man, you got to bring the Jamba Juice.
Don't worry. Next time, I'll bring two cases with me.
Okay. Nick, what happened to your shoes, man? You had a brand new pair of shoes on. Mr. Dog, I think you owe me a pair of shoes.
You didn't see that big disclaimer deal at the gate? You didn't see it?
That right lane fucked him up. That right lane tore my shit up.
Hey, Larry, it pulled the rub off the bottom of his shoe and then took the insole and yanked it out of there.
It took the fucking sole out.
Yeah.
He showed it to me, took his shoe out. I'm like, damn, what is that? He like, that's the inside of my shoe. Dog, owe me some shoes.
that's gonna fuck your soul up, literally.
Damn, nigga, you must have already had a hole in them already then, baby.
No, dude, them things were 2 weeks old, I think. No, actually, no. I bought them at Jake's Race when we were up in Dallas. And I probably wore them like maybe two or three times.
You might need to call him and ask him for a refund. Or where you got him?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to send him back. Man,
don't be honest,
he must have went over there. He must have went over there to Big
T. Oh, yeah,
he must have went to Big T and got him, huh, Larry?
Yeah, yeah.
Must have went over there to Big T. No, what happened? Got him some shoes.
You know, every time you're
that fool, Nick. That track was on point. That track was sticky.
I went to the damn Galleria up in Dallas, the Nike store, and got them bitches straight from the sweatshop. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, damn good time.
Yeah. Yeah, JP had
damn
to give me a pair of shoes, man.
Yeah.
Oh, get that.
Richard Jackson, you might go.
Get that thought up in here. He got the thought of the week.
Say about
it, Richard.
You
might go.
Man, I'm just here for participation award. That's all.
Okay.
Participation. Watching this shit on your damn cruise. That ain't participating. God damn.
Well, what do you call that, Nick?
How long you been holding that in, Nick?
I'm glad I was fucking 1,000 miles away, man, because I sat all fucking night long like a crackhead looking out the fucking window smoking a glass pipe waiting for one race, and I didn't see that motherfucker. I never seen it, man. All fucking night long looking out the window smoking a fucking
pipe.
You
must have been watching the wrong channel.
I was hitting that glass every 2 minutes looking out the window and I didn't see it. I was like, man, where the fuck is this?
Yeah, you weren't watching Tickle Fish, you were watching Tickle Fish.
Shit. I was getting tickle fucked. That's what I was getting.
You were watching Tickle Fish and Dicks. Yeah.
He said he was getting tickle fucked.
Hey, old lady's like, what are you doing? I was like, man, I'm waiting on this one certain race, man.
No.
I'm waiting on this one race, babe. And then I'll shut it off. Hey, all night long. Hey, Saturday's our anniversary night. I didn't even get none because I was waiting on this one fucking race. And my old lady's like, what are you doing? I'm waiting on one race, babe, and then I'll hang up and I'll hang up the phone. Shit, you know what? Come 2
man.
O'clock in the morning, I didn't even get to see that race. And then I heard Then I heard he was there, but he was only there for the car show. So it really fucked me up.
Yeah, but you weren't there. You weren't there, though.
I was thousands
you weren't
of miles
there.
Away.
He was there. He was there. You weren't
I know
there.
He was there. I know he was there. He was there. He was waiting on that participation award.
Oh, man. He was waiting for his victim to get out of the damn shootout. But he kept going around.
He
looked over all 16 of them grudge races, all them badass cars and shootouts to see little old me.
Yeah.
Come on, Rich. And you can't be that. You can't be that.
Man, I was hoping he was going to upset the track heroes, man. That's what I was hoping.
He was waiting to see little old you, K-Dog.
Hey,
but he wasn't even at the track.
But K-Dog, after about that third pass that man made, I can't blame you for staying in the bushes like that.
Hey,
when you were talking about people from Austin, hey, I don't blame you. You were being one of those people from Austin. I remember this guy named Atomic Dog that drug a car to the track, and it didn't even have a motor in it, and he acted like he was going to race.
Now, Richard, I got to stop you right there now. That car was sitting back there on gear, ready to do what we had to do. Now, after his, he went to the finals in the games on 28, and they closed the track down. Now, I'm glad of it. I'm not going to tell you I wasn't, but I was getting up there. We was going to race. Well, I got to tell you about the bill. Yeah, I got to know about it.
K-Dog wasn't going to do shit. He wasn't going to do shit. He bought that car to the track to look pretty. If that motherfucker was strapped down so tight, I knew they wasn't going to pull it off. That motherfucker was sitting so pretty on the back of that trailer. And now he had that motherfucker on an open trailer, strapped down, looking good, wiped up and everything. I say, this ain't no goddamn car show. I told Lil Larry when we walked by. I say, I'm that motherfucker, Lil Larry.
I was so desperate to just to see a picture of the car. I typed in there on Tickle Fits, hey, man, can you at least walk by the car and let me look at it?
Hey, man, the man wouldn't lose, Richard. He wouldn't lose a round. He kept going rounds. I couldn't do nothing. He kept going rounds. I can't make him grudge racing between rounds. That wouldn't be right.
You're telling me the promoter of the track could not have went to the owner of the track and said, hey, man, I'm going to race that guy.
No,
they wouldn't let
because
the promoter do that.
No, we go by the schedule, Richard. We run a tight ship. We got to...
You got a curfew.
Yeah. If he missed the call, he's going to lose his round. We didn't want to make him do that.
Man, they told him the grudge was there, and he said, shit, I'm keeping that motherfucker on the train.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they told him the grudge was there. He
said,
that motherfucker ain't coming off
the
train. This man right there.
But look, our next event is March 11th. So between then and then, let's see if somebody can pull it off the trail or not. Shit. Yeah, how about this?
He's going to be on Tickle Dicks watching again.
Oh,
no,
gotcha.
Sir, March 11th. I already got it on my calendar, March 11th.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
You got another cruise on your calendar. Richard dragged the gram last time I remember. Hello?
No, man. No. Richard seen
man,
a movie.
Yeah.
Hey, Richard seen a movie so fucking horrific. He done saw this shit. That's what happened.
Yeah.
He said, I don't want no more of that.
I did see a movie, a reoccurring movie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did see a movie, you're right, but it
yeah.
wasn't the movie you think I seen.
Yeah. I seen the same one.
No, you ain't no damn way you seen a movie because you couldn't see around that big ass nose,
it.
Motherfucker. It's a quick line.
Nah, it was on Tickle Tits. Same movie on Tickle
Tits. Hey, this is coming from a guy that been working on his car for 2.5 years.
I ain't working on my car. Who told you I'm working on my car?
Who told you that lie?
Nope.
You sold that car, huh?
It's gone. I told y'all.
Mm-mm-mm. You better have it together. You better not go fooling with them nice and small blocks. See how fast they going.
Shit, them up on the top, ain't
you? Y'all see Thermo?
Yeah, shout out to all the Texas guys who won this weekend. All of them. Grudge, race, shootouts, whatever. Shout out to all of them, man. Y'all forgot about this. Shout out to all them boys, man. They represent the state well. They represent the state well.
Yeah. They definitely went to Trick or Treat, showed out, but they went 10-2 at Trick or Treat. Timo went over there and took home the bag in that small block shootout.
Yeah, sure did.
So, but I'm lost on that bag. Let me ask you a question on the bag. I thought that was a $90,000 purse. Is it only 52 to the winner and then the rest split down, or how does that work?
No, they didn't get the cars, but I understand they didn't get the amount of cars that was supposed to be in it. So that's why the pot changed.
So it wasn't a guaranteed purse?
No.
See, those kind of races,
I think it was based on the
pause. They'll take all the money up front. That's my opinion.
Hey, P?
Yeah?
Yes, man, I think the bad mama jama is somewhere in the line on the phone lurking, man. You don't see, you didn't see a number pop up?
Uh-uh.
I don't know.
I had a hand up, and they took it back down before I could get to it.
Okay, man. I don't know.
Hey, yeah, congratulations to Scrappy, too.
Yeah, man. Big Trap and Big T-Roy, man. Camp stuff, you know, camp shit. Congratulations, man. Congratulations to all of them. Everybody say we had a good trip. Everybody who got on.
They got doggone. I heard DC talked a little rough to you, K-Dog.
Yeah, he talked bad to me, JP. He thought I was scared of him. He talked bad to me, man.
Uh-oh. And didn't say what was
coming. You
going
to do it again,
K-Dog? I don't see why not.
Yeah.
I don't see why not. I know my man wasn't tipping that shit. When I found that out, I said, go get him. Go get the car first, then go get him.
Yeah.
I thought he had some go-go juice, you know, and all that. The man wouldn't be 100% driving like that. When I found out he didn't, shit. Come here.
And then I heard DC ain't drive his own car. He put a high gun in the car. What the hell was going on?
Yeah, we argued about that for 30 minutes.
09-1861. Who we got?
Oh, this is the bad Mama Jamma.
Uh-oh.
Let me tell y'all, the people in Dallas, they had a long, silent trip home.
is this Tupac?
This is Tupac.
Tupac.
It's Tupac. Is this Tupac?
Hold on.
Yeah, congratulations.
Y'all
on
see
the
that
win.
Shit?
Yes, ma'am.
Definitely. You definitely kicked they butt once, and they came back and kicked their butt again. Looked like you took a shit at the line the second time. He just rolled on through and gave you the money.
Yeah, I know. I mean, all we did was ask if anybody wanted a race to start off with, and they were like, you don't want none. So without even really asking what the car had, so that's what they get.
I think you could have beat K-Dog.
That dog.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm nowhere near that caliber, though.
She's on my team, Nick. She's on my team. Goddamn, we don't race teammates.
Yeah,
oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know that was camp shit. My bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there you go. See, the lady.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to be the next one, too. This is my favorite event. Grudge racing is my favorite, too, so... And it seems like they're going to try to call me back out for the next El Fidel, but I'll be ready for that, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, we know you will. We appreciate it. You've been to all of them, so we so appreciate your participation and, you know, your support. We so appreciate it. And
don't try to come back with guns.
We're all
trying to come back with guns blazing, so you
better
be ready.
Everybody say hey!
Hey, y'all still parting off their money?
Area on Wednesdays, y'all come over and drink with us at Triangle Automotive.
y'all still partying with their money over there?
Oh yeah, we've been eating all week on Dallas.
Damn.
Give me some race gas on Dallas too, and some other shit for the next race weekend.
That's what it's about. Yeah, you play hard, you deserve to win hard. That's what it is, man.
Yeah.
He's coming back, though. I think he's coming back. I think he was even more embarrassed than anything. He's coming back.
Oh, he's definitely on coming back, but I'm bringing the same heat.
Uh-oh. He got to regroup.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, we're about to get out here a little bit more. Y'all have a good night.
Okay.
Dog is Tupac.
Is that?
But the only
Miss Ashley
didn't
shut the show down? Miss Ashley didn't shut the show down.
They got quiet. Quiet when they heard the lady in the building.
Mm-hmm. Guess you're going to draw on one of them.
Yeah, man.
Wait, Cyro,
you got... Cyro, where you at?
I'm not here. Can't
y'all didn't let him go to sleep. Y'all didn't let him go to sleep.
Let me see. Hold on. Let me see if anybody got a bad report for Cyro give the official. Anybody want to give a bad report? Nick, let's see. You had a bad report.
He gone too.
Man, I'm still here. Now, y'all go ahead. I'm good.
Go on and give it, Nick. Come on, Nick.
All
right. It ain't nothing but opinion, Nick. Go on and get it out.
All right. Well, what we start out with? The bear or the stock?
You can start out with the bully, the bear,
whatever you want to start at.
All right. I'll start out with the bully. I think the bully goes to Troy Jackson because he won, like, man, what, three? Three? How many did you win, Troy?
Troy won two.
Okay. All right. Yes. Debo and the
Big Tacker. Okay. That's the bully. The thought, man, I don't know about the thought. I think it goes to Richard Jackson. He wasn't even there, so he gets the thought. Driver, most improved driver, I think that goes to JP because he's been making laps, making some nice little headway, you know, getting used to the car and everything. I admire that. I think Bear of the Week, I'm going to give it to Thimo because he went out there and did his damn thing. What else is there?
A bear, got a bully, got a cub.
Yeah.
Okay,
Cub. I'm gonna give the Cub to my cousin, Drew. He came down, represented, did his thing. Nice little truck he's got there. And what else? I suck at this shit. Now I see why I don't do it.
Got a jackass, Lamont Sanford.
Got a jackass. Okay, the jackass goes to me because I done fucked my shoes up in the right lane. I should have known better than wearing them goddamn running shoes. That's me. And I think that's it.
Man, I got one. I'm gonna give the bad to the lady with the orange Mustang, Tupac. Then I give
not a Mustang. That's a challenger, sir.
I mean the Camaro, man.
Challenger.
Lord have mercy, I can't win for losing. Say MC Ball, chill and be still for
went from a Mustang to a Camaro.
Man, y'all know what I'm talking about anyway. And then I'm gonna get a Cub. Troy and Travis, and then the most impressive man. I guess I don't know. Most impressive, man. I guess I give it to everybody. I'm gonna give it to the Bumblebee and the Green Mustang, and the Killer Bee or whatever the name is, Killeen, since he don't want to claim Austin. And, man, the jackass, I got to get at the D.C., man. He went over there and bullied dog and got out there and got ran over. And that's it. That's all I got.
All right. Cyro.
Yeah. I'm here.
Man, that man going to sleep.
I know it's got to be some more people on here that was at the race. That Salton racing, that Lycanton racing. You know what I'm saying? Somebody give a bad report before I get official. Is it anybody?
You got two goddamn. Ain't nobody else saying that. Nobody put their hands up.
Ain't nobody put their hands up. Okay. We're going with the official bear report. The bear, we going to give the bear to two people. I'm going to do it like that. We going to give it to the young lady Tupac with the orange challenger. We going to give the cub to...
You said you had two bears. What you mean?
Tupac and... Troy, my man Troy, I got to give it to him, man. I like the way he went out there and took his business. He took his business, man. You know what I'm saying? And the cub, I'm going to give the cub to my man Travis with his good ass. You know what I'm saying? He went out there. Hey, man, he went right on down on through there, man. You know, I like that. Go ahead, Scrappy. Keep rolling.
Hey,
all
hey,
right.
And off the trailer, too. Did they make a pass?
And off the trailer.
Yes, sir.
No,
off the trailer.
He made one pass.
Okay.
He
did the second pass. All right. Allocate race, but nobody counts. You know, second pass since May, March, May. Since May, just second pass since May. Go ahead, I'm through.
let's see here. Okay, and the bully, I can't lie, little Larry. DC went over there and stuck his chest out on K-Dog, you know, and tried to really just handle them. He was on some bully shit. Even though he got drugs, he was really on some bully shit. So I got to give DC the bully. Okay, and let's see here. I got...
DC must have never heard the story about K-Dog and the bully. Now, got to remember, back in high school, K-Dog whipped the bully.
Yeah, that's true. That is the story. You know what I'm saying? But that's what happened.
What he do? Eat more meatballs than the bully?
But in the middle of the barrel. Damn.
Hang you up there.
No hang
you
up. Dog,
that Laro be on your ass, dog. What you do to Laro?
Well, I got messed
up. He ain't give him no shirt. He ain't give him no shirt.
Oh, that damn shirt.
Okay.
And Laro, you keep it up, you ain't gonna get one, man.
Okay. So the jackass, I don't have a jackass. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. Now, the Lamont Sanford, you damn fool. Yeah, goes out to them young brothers out of Dallas with that burgundy. What was that, a Hellcat they had? They raced against Miss Tupac. Now, y'all know damn well y'all got the lights ran out of y'all. Y'all went back up there and grudged again. But I got to give them the props they got out there. But, you know, that was a damn fool move. Once you run light, my lights out, I'm fucking that motherfucker. We'll do this next year. You know, all right, most impressive. I got to give it to Killer B and the little Mustang, the green, what's the green Mustang? What's the name?
Pot.
Yeah. Pot. The most impressive. Pot and Killer B. Okay, driver of the week. Who is this a good one? I got to give it to Chad because, you know, the man actually drove. He made a pass, but he had to really drive that car down now. I got to give it to him. And I don't normally give Travis nothing. I'm talking about no props, no nothing, but I really was impressed with that. And the race of the week for me, fellas, goes out to everybody that came in and engaged in a grudge race. All 16 grudge races. This goes out to you all. Race of the week. Official bear report.
I go over it again.
Yes,
go
sir.
Over it again, sir. Go over it one more time.
Yes, sir. I forgot. That was my
he forgot
report.
The report.
It's official. It's been stamped.
Yeah, I was going to have to replay that one, huh? He ain't write it down.
Yeah,
he ain't living that motherfucker.
I ain't wrote nothing down.
All right, for the bear, we got Tupac and Trouble Troy for the bear. We got Scrappy for the cub. Got DC for the bully. We didn't have a thought, right? The jackass was the Hellcat.
No, he didn't have a jackass. He had a thought.
He didn't have one of them. Just one it was. And then most impressive was Killer B and Potts. And what your last one was?
Drama of the week. I had to give it to Scrappy.
Travis Driver of the Week.
Yeah. Race of the Week was Billy One and Dave in a grudge race, and we had 16 of them.
All 16 of them grudge races.
So that made 32 calls, if I ain't mistaken. I ain't that well, the man. Ain't that right? 32 calls, 16 grudge races?
Yay, for the retarded kid.
Yeah, so yeah, all 32 of them count. Hey, man, shout out to y'all, man. You know, because it took a whole lot for people to travel, get to the track. You know, it's very expensive nowadays. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of hard work. And for y'all to come all the way to Evadale, Texas, and put on a show, hey, man, shout out to y'all, man.
Yes, sir. Definitely was a good event, man. I mean, like I say, I'm going to say it again, man. Just very smooth running. No all downs, no major hiccups. I mean, it just ran, you know. It ran. The weather didn't get as cold as it was supposed to. The dew kind of started coming in. But, I mean, they managed to get everything done. And nobody tore their shit up. Everybody went back home, you know. Load their shit up on their trailer and made it back home, man.
All right. Hey, I got a question, right?
What you got?
Okay. You have a grudge race, right?
Uh-huh.
Is it fair for the DP man to gamble on the grudge race that he's been responsible for it? Make sure you make the right call or hold in the mic.
Now you cover your phone up a little bit, sir.
Hold on. I think you're good to go. Hold on.
I got a house. I hope I don't make no noise. Hold on. One sec.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah, you sound a lot better. Okay. Come on with it, man.
All right. Okay. Is it fair or is it the right thing to do for a DP man to gamble on a race that he's being held responsible for making the right call for?
Is it fair?
Is that a cool thing to do, should I say?
Hell no. In my opinion, hell no.
I wouldn't want a DP man that gambling. He might be gambling on another car that I'm racing, and it might be a decision need to be made. And depending, you know, how much money he's going to lose here, he might weigh the decision in the favor of his money.
But I think at the end of the day, if you say DP is a dependable person, right?
That's right. But
that's
I wouldn't want a dependable person. If I know my DP man is gambling in the pot, I don't want him as my DP man. Give me somebody else.
And the right DP man wouldn't want to get hold of money if he gambling anyway. He would, hey man, I'm gambling. I don't want a DP. I got money in the pot. You know what I'm saying? Or I got money on that side.
Yeah. 832-4812, what you got?
Hey, what up, K-Dawg? This Steve-O.
What's going on?
Oh, man, ain't nothing, man. Just giving your thing out on a good show. Lick my wounds a little bit. And appreciate everything, man. I was a little leery when I got down there, but the track was spot on. You know,
I appreciate it, man.
And man, the way the format of the race, I can't even say it one that put together better. You know,
I appreciate
so,
it.
So, man, you know, I go both ways, win or lose. You know, it don't make no difference as long as you know, get out there and do what you do. You know, that's what I came down there, and I did. I shot my shot. I was trying to come to get your boy. You know, hey, I missed him, but I still got my crosshairs. I cocked back, so I got another shot to shoot. I'm going to tell you that now.
Oh, yeah.
I got another shot to shoot. I cocked back. So,
yeah, he's going
to
be waiting. He ain't going to run
off
on
you. I'm going to try to get him before the end of the year. If we can go on settle it up, make it one and one.
Yeah.
And but man, I'm gonna tell you, appreciate y'all, the people, the track people, all the way down to the guy was so cool that came back there doing the tech. My family, my friends, bloodline, we really enjoyed ourselves down there, man. It was a real good trip.
Yeah, oh, yeah, y'all showed up, man. My daughter told him. She said, Dad, who are them men with the dolls on their shirt? They cutting up.
Yeah, man, we did good, dog. Yeah. I ain't got no thing to say. And like I say, good up to Troy. Hey, man, old Cutler's tough. It's tough. So he one of the ones, you know, you got to set your bar somewhere. And I think I'm there with him. You know, some people think I ain't, but we going to see.
Now you stayed on the ground, boy. It'd been tough.
Yeah,
you stayed on the ground. Y'all was tied together for a minute.
Hey, man, you know how grudge racing go. You turn the button loose the next day or the next time, it's a whole different race. So,
That's right.
I take it how I get it. Hey, when we let them go, whatever happened that one, I live that life. So we going to work with her a little bit. But I enjoyed myself, and that was one of the best races I've been in a while.
Good.
You know,
I'm glad.
Hey, and I will tell you, that was my first Hell in the Dale. And the show now ain't going to be my last. Yeah, we be back. Yes, sir.
That's all I wanted to say, man.
I'm going to go back on mute. I just wanted to give y'all thing because my wife, she told me everybody, my friends, family, all the guys from Bloodline, we were talking all the way back about how much good time we had.
And tell them I appreciate all their support. All the Bloodline boys, everybody. I appreciate it. I didn't tell them personally,
brother.
But I'm telling
you got it. Hey, man, after every promoter out there, I'm going to tell you right now, I appreciate y'all. I got a call. So I appreciate y'all putting on races. All these dudes, this dude making money, that dude doing this. Hey, man, if you take the time and effort, and I watch guys. I used to watch Atomic Dog and all these guys, you know, that don't do it a little bit as much no more. But, man, you, Alley Cat, and these other guys up in Dallas and all of them, hey, man, we ain't got nowhere to race if y'all don't do nothing.
That's true.
I appreciate all y'all, man, because if anybody think it don't take no effort, I tell them, try to put on one and see what happens.
For real?
Yeah, it's a lot of hell, it's hell to get your car ready to go. Shit. worry about all these people getting there, the weather and everything going down straight. I support y'all as long as I can. You know, as long as we can and we can keep doing and we racing. We can do what we can do, brother. I appreciate it
on my end for definitely. I definitely appreciate it too, but I appreciate it on my side.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You, Alley Cat, all y'all, man. Y'all put forth the effort, man. Y'all, you know, as individuals out there doing what y'all do, and you know, hell, you got a call, you know, and y'all got calls and trying to do what you do, but man, try to keep the thing going. I remember Batman there from all back in the day. Say, man, it takes time. It's a lot. You know, I see people like old Dylan come his ass there with his head $10, lean his ass on the fence and talk shit all day long. Hell, this motherfucker. I ain't gonna worry about. I ain't gonna get into it with him tonight. Cause hell, he ain't nothing but doo doo. He ain't even shit yet.
Damn.
So I ain't gonna worry about what he say. So I'm gonna go on mute, man, and let y'all enjoy the show. But I really enjoyed it, man. I just wanted to let y'all know from me. Yeah.
All right. Appreciate it, man.
All right, but we coming
y'all.
Back.
Yeah,
oh yes, sir. No sir. Oh yeah. I like I say, I shot a buckshot, but I got a slug behind it.
Uh oh.
All right.
I see. Hey, damn it, boy.
Damn it, boy.
Oh, somebody on speaker. Off phone.
It's me. I'm trying to shut it off.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Hold on a minute. Let me mute Steve-O. Getting the feedback from him. Yeah, man. Yeah, that's what it's all about, though, man. You know, just coming out, having a good time.
That's right. Talking about it on the way home.
Yeah. Good. Some good fellowship, and like they say, man, you get to see a bunch of people. A lot of people I saw, I didn't really get to go holler at, but I seen a lot of them there, man. Bug.
Yeah.
All of them. Shit, you know. Be good to see them guys out there. Especially the old school racers, you know.
I grew up watching them. Shit, we grew up watching them. Now the tables turn. They watching us. You know, let them know we still keeping the torch lit for them, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I got a topic if nobody got their hands up.
Come on with it.
I want to, how many, you got a few folks in there, right? I want whoever in here that's not scared to come in here and speak. What can be done to keep the show going or, you know what I mean? What can you do or what can happen to make them be more active on the show? You know what I'm saying? I really, you know, I want to know that. I want to know why, you know, or not why, but I want to know what can be done or what's missing from them not communicating or participating and this, that, and the third. Is it they figure their voice don't matter or they shy or they figure nobody don't really know them or what is it? Because, I mean, either way, it's not that. You know what I mean? Everybody got a voice. Everybody's voice matter. You know what I'm saying? Now, the way you present yourself is something different, but still, your voice do matter. You know what I mean? It's a free country. You know, you're not getting paid for this stuff, and we're not judging nobody, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. I just want to know if nobody hand went up, they can come and say, well, hey, man, y'all could do it this way, or well, maybe y'all try this way, or maybe I like it this way. You know, just opinions always matter. It don't matter, you know, whoever it is. That's what I want to know. I just want to know that. And then whoever... If their mic not open, you can ask some of the people that's on the phone, like, you know, Larry or Troy or Cyrus, ask them what, you know, what they think may attract more folks on the show.
You know, I say we kind of need to get Dallas involved a little more because that's where most of the racing is going on, so we really need to get them to.
That's true, Rich.
Yeah.
We do a lot of racing in Dallas, and you really don't have, but maybe Alan every once in a while. It's like somehow we need to get them more involved because they're doing more of the style of racing that we're doing as far as grudge racing.
And yeah.
It seems like we to get them involved a little more somehow to bring more action, you know, maybe get more action going.
Yeah, we do. A lot of guys up there.
Richard, how do we do that?
And that's what I'm trying to figure. I mean, even, you know, JP went as far as to try to do the grudge deal, you know, where you bring, at the end of the year, you have a grudge, you know, a little thing for, but have Dallas included in it and everybody, but it seems like nobody's interested in none of that, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
JP put it all out there and for a grudge race for the year and doing a banquet and all that, and it seemed like he didn't get no kind of response, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Let's see, we had a hand go up.
I know a lot of times Dallas will say, well, that's a Houston show. Well, it don't have to be only a Houston show. It needs to be state of Texas.
Yeah, that's what he named.
Well, I mean,
it
never was a Houston show. It always was a Texas show, you know. I mean, just like when King B had a show and Atomic Dog, you know, everybody that had shows before it, it was for Texas. It wasn't, you know. It just seems the fact that most Houston people get on here and the ones doing all the talking, but I mean, I don't know. 832-1304, your mic open. Who we got?
Hey, JP, you can also call up the Dallas people if somebody want to engage with them and lock them in and get them on here talking. Or you can just unmute somebody's mic and just ask them a random question to get them to start talking.
Yeah, I mean, we tried that one time before, you know, just going down, opening up mic, you know. They ain't say nothing. That didn't work. I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, I feel like really, I mean, I guess maybe some of the voices of Dallas, like your King B's and your Ethans and all that, you know, they would probably have to really step up and start pushing the envelope to try to get some of the voices up there to start getting on the show that's being active, like your Nukes and, you know, all the ones that's up there doing a lot of racing, you know, you'd have to, you know, they like to talk shit and all that, you know, all them, the Corns, all them, like, you got to, the Rosés, like, you know, you got to get them on the show in order to have a mixed crowd, you know, and get everybody on here. But, you know, without that, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like pulling teeth. I hate to be the one that, you know, got to be calling people and begging people, you know, to feel like I'm begging you to come on the show. You know, that's just my thing. You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah.
I mean, sometimes, yeah, we can call somebody when we're trying to lock something in, but, you know, it just act of lately. Like, you don't even get a lot of Dallas people calling no more. You don't get, you know, like, yeah, Lorenzo used to call in a lot of times. I don't too much see him on no more. You get Slick them on here. You used to get King on here consistently, you know, Ethan them, you know. I mean, but it's just like, you know, you don't really – everybody kind of hit and miss besides, the, you know, your core. You know, you got your core following, but outside of that, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to take some of the voices up there to start pushing to get the people up there to be like, y'all, come on, let's get on here and call the show. Let's take over the show or, you know, some shit like that.
Yeah, we can do the same. We can get on the show and
every week. Maybe if you do the show every 2 or 3 weeks, it would be more participation. Maybe it's, you know, after coming home every week, there's really not much to talk about. Maybe I'm just trying to guess.
So, yeah. I mean, that could be a possibility. But then I kind of looking at it like, hell, if you do it once a month, I feel like people are going to really forget about it, and then you ain't going to have, you know, nobody calling in probably because they're going to be like, oh, shit, hell, I forgot all about the show. You know, you go 1 week and don't have one for 2-3 weeks. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm willing to try whatever, but definitely just need more, you know, more voices besides the same voices every week. You know, it's pretty much the same, you know, the same people. Just like you'll get a nice group of people on here in the beginning. After so far in the show, you start seeing people falling off, you know, this, that, and the other. So it just, I don't know. I don't know if we need more drama. Maybe that's what to keep everybody, get everybody on here. I don't know, you know.
Well, I think, JP, it's like anything. Just like we were talking about how hell at the disc, it get better every year, right? It all don't get worse. You just keep pushing. You just keep pushing and keep doing what you're doing, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't give up. You know what I mean? Keep pushing, man. And it's going to get better. You know? It's just like right now, it's like what you say. It's a lot of people who really who calls are not really race ready right now. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people coming
out. Oh, yeah, but I mean,
time,
shit.
You know.
You ain't got to. The thing is, though, Sarah, I feel like you don't have to have a car to get on the show and talk. I mean, you look at Facebook,
right.
You got more people without cars that
one.
Do a lot of talking.
I don't have one.
You know
one.
What I'm saying? So, yeah. But like what I'm saying, you get a lot of people without cars that do a lot of talking. They talk on Facebook, but then, you know, can't get them on here to come talk the same shit about. Even if I bring a topic from Facebook to the show, you still can't. It's still hard to get them same people on here to kind of keep that topic going or disturb some shit, you know.
It is.
I don't know.
So what you saying? They in
Typewriter gangster.
They in the.
I mean, it is, but a lot of the shit though, like Shawell, hell, we don't, you know, like. You realize down this way, right, as far as between HMP and Evadale, right, we don't have but four races a year between two for K-Dog, two for Alley Cat. After that,
right.
all the racing going on in Dallas. So I feel like I be feeling like Dallas should be one of the strongest voices as far as getting on here talking shit and trying to get certain people that they know they want to race up there. You know what I'm saying? Or
yeah.
Like, shit, let's go down there. Shit, I know I want him, but let me go down there and fuck him up, and then I can make him come. It'll be easier for me to make him come back this way or just, you know, a back-and-forth thing. But it's just, you know, sometimes I feel like there's a lot of shit that I don't know about that be going on maybe, or, you know, you get all this backdoor shit to where I ain't going to this race because they didn't come to this race. Or, you know, you get shit like that, and, you know, sometimes you got to understand. Sometimes shit just don't work that way. Sometimes shit, the man might be trying to make it after he didn't race you down here and come back up there, but hell, the car might have been broke. You know, shit come up, you know, but, and I think sometimes
yeah.
That kind of slow the racing down. You know, they might hold it against a certain person that, but man, you got to come up here. I ain't coming down there no more. You need to come up here, but still, they don't get on the show and talk the shit to get the people up there. I don't think it's really hard if two cars got all fresh and both people want to go, they'll go. I don't feel like a destination should stop a race if y'all really want to race each other.
Shit, that ain't nothing but a hop and a skip up to Dallas.
Yeah.
But I also
I mean,
know
and
I do notice this here. Let some bullshit or some fuckery come up, the show will be jumping. You be having to talk about, hey, man, one mic at a time. Let some bullshit come up.
Yeah, yeah. And what I say, like, the drama sells, but hell, if it ain't no drama, then what? If everything running smooth, ain't no major drama
right.
going on, then it's like, then what? You know, like.
Yep.
Right.
I mean, you know. I don't know. And then a lot of times when drama do happen this way, you know, they take it to the other side versus bringing it on our side, you know what I'm saying?
Just to hype
to show up or whatever the case may be. Come on, Troy, your mic open.
Yeah, I was just saying on that drama shit, but, man, you don't want to be known for – nah, damn. Let me call JP because I know he got that damn drama going on. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, like Simon say, it's good to every now and then type shit, but it's a damn shame.
Yeah.
The only time the show be jumping, you got 110 callers and shit is when some shit done went down over there on that side, and then the East Coast get it, and they make it to something else, and then by the time you get your show, shit, it's damn redundant. Why you want to talk about it again? The shit already been talked about, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's been water under the bridge.
Right.
It's been talked about 2-3 days.
Yeah.
Because, goddamn, ain't dog show's full of fucking drama, ain't it?
All the time.
every time I listen to it, it's all drama shit.
And that's what I'm saying. The drama sells. And I don't know. I just ain't a big drama person, so.
But we ain't, I was just about to say, we ain't no big drama people down here. You know what I'm saying? We basically, like, conversate about racing, try to get some lock-ins on some racing. We shoot the shit a little bit, but we do as a whole bring up issues.
I ain't gonna say we don't like the bullshit. We like the bullshit. It's just we don't carry the bullshit on as long as some other people will. They'll carry the bullshit on for days and days. It's like, shit, we'll carry the bullshit on for a little while, and then it's like, all right, shit, they don't need to keep going back and forth with this shit. It's dead now. Let's move on to something else, you know. But there's a lot of, like I say, man, there's a lot of cars in Texas. There's a lot of good races that can happen. And they can get off, and I feel like, there's a lot of call out that could be had amongst different camps. Even if it's Dallas on Dallas or Houston on Houston or whatever the case may be, like, it ain't got to be Houston-Dallas. I mean, it's just a lot of shit that could really get jumped off and get started, but it just, for some reason, it just don't, you know.
You think
I think more people like
the internet some of the shows?
I think most people like the Facebook popularity of it, where they can, everybody can say what they got to say. They can type what they got to say.
Well, it's a lot easier sometimes to talk shit to a man on a keyboard than it is, even though you're on a phone, it's on a radio show, it's still personal. You know what I mean? So a lot of those dudes, maybe that's why they don't do it, because they feel that it's a lot easier to do it behind a keyboard because you're not man to man. Even though you're on the phone, you still got his voice and your voice. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Like I said, I kind of enjoy Wednesdays to kind of see what's going on and see what happens. But maybe we need to put it out there that it's not only for grudge racing setups only. I mean, maybe it's for spectators to get.
Eight three two nine nine eight eight.
It might go. Hey, what's going on, folks? It's here.
What's going on? What's going on,
Dave? I'm trying to find out exactly what the topic about. I'm trying to make sure I'm understanding it clear.
Oh, just trying to figure out what we could do to,
keep the show going.
Yeah.
Keep the show interesting. Keep people on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because that's what I thought it was about. I wasn't sure if that was what it was about or not, but some people, they like the way people be talking, all this noise talking and all that. Hey, that's just racing. But, some people don't like it. I done heard a lot of people say, I ask, hey, you listen to the show? They say, yeah. But they say, well, hey, when they start talking all that noise, I get off of it. Because they don't like it. But, at the end of the day, it's racing. Some people like it. Some people don't.
See, but that's the killing thing about it. You got 70, you got 85% that like that shit, and then you got 10% that don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the crazy part about it is the 10% that don't like it won't even press one button and even say anything or bring up a conversation.
They won't voice their opinion.
Thank you.
Yep.
Somebody got a bunch of background noise. Y'all meet y'all, man.
To me, grudge racing is different than any kind of other racing because of the style of racing it is. So, that's what I mean. Like, some of the stuff that brought me into grudge racing is because it was so similar to street racing. When you used to street race, you had the shit talking. You had, you had everything. And then you had racing. To me, a lot of other different kind of racing is dry. It's boring, You know what I mean? To me, grudge racing is more like a street race. It's what we grew up with. You know what I mean?
I agree totally.
Yeah, and maybe the fact, maybe because we ain't got a lot of the millennials on here to hype it up, we got most of the, you know, the old school type races on here that some of them just want to hear the, they just want to listen to the shit talking and hear what's going on, and you know, I don't know.
The thing I think we got to do is get more people involved in grudge racing, period. As far as, I mean, if you think about the people on this show right now that are talking, they're really the only grudge racers that are in Houston. You see what I'm saying? I mean, you got to start bringing in new grudge racing, because, I mean, I hate to say it, but we all getting older. One day we're going to be the old cats, you know. So
yeah.
You got to start bringing in new people and getting them into grudge racing, or they don't know what it is. You know what I mean? Like, I was introduced to grudge racing from an older person, and I didn't, you know, I was street racing, and I wanted to go to the track, and I didn't want to be class or nothing like that. So got introduced to that, and I was like, yeah, I mean, this is more like street racing. But I think there's a lot of people that go out there on Sunday or Friday night that would be interested in grudge racing. They just don't know about it. You got to bring the younger crowd into it.
Just like we were introduced
to it. We got to start introducing the younger crowds and family members into it to bring them in, or it's going to be a dying sport. I mean, like I said, I mean, to me, that's what made me interested in this, because it was more of a street racing style of racing versus the dry-ass normal racing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely got to be something, man. Something got to happen. Yeah, man, but see, we got some more hands up. Ain't nobody else put their hand up. Yeah, but I don't know, Richard.
I agree. I mean, you know, it's almost like that the show and everything included is like it's only good when there's an event. You know, everything revolves around an event. When we don't have an event, we don't have racing, you know, seems like, you know. And then you get an event like Hey Dogs, you get them on here and start talking, get a lot of them, but then you got an event go away, then nobody tries to do anything on a Sunday or anything like that. You know, it's just like we only do it during events for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, a lot of the promoters only get on here when they're promoting their event. I mean, it seems like you need to get on here and promote every week.
Shit, they be, it be promoters. It's some promoters don't even get on the show, period. Not even when they have an event.
Yeah.
You know, you think about one time we had, we even on the Tracy show, you would have, man, you had Hater Shaker pushing for racing. You know, you had a bunch of different people trying to promote all kinds of different racing on every Sunday, you know. Now you don't ever hardly even hear about it any given Sunday unless one of us mentioned it or something like that, you know. And to me, track owners, man, should be getting on the show trying to promote a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a free advertisement, you know. But you don't get any of that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely don't, man.
You said it. Free advertising. Can't beat that.
Let's see, 09-59-11. Travis, your mic open. You had your hand up, or you made a mistake?
Now, I mean, what about if y'all just post about what y'all going to talk about the week, or somebody want to look at somebody? I mean, maybe they can get ready for the show. But wins.
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
We tried that shit too, Trav. Shit.
I mean, you know, just to like try to post it on Facebook during the week before Wednesday come, what y'all going to talk about, you know, that might interfere with what people want to talk about.
Okay, we even brought in special guests and shit. You know what I'm saying? For people to talk to a new person. Where, you know, me and JP have been reaching for years, you know.
Yeah.
We be talking to each other, JP, man, what can we do this week? You know, this and that. We even brought in special guests. We even, you know, you try to make, you know, the people talk with us. You know what I'm saying? And we even told everybody it ain't just for a grudge race. It's for the spectators. It's for basically for everybody.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know. I don't know. Talk show is like our racing scene, man. You know what I'm saying? And it reflects it. I said the talk show is like our racing, like our grudge race scene down here.
Yeah,
you know, man. It just reflected and shit. It's sad. You know, let me break it down to y'all real quick. You know how the grudge racing scene, you know the people that's going to grudge down here. In the talk show, you know who's going to be on the talk show down here. That's basically in a nutshell how it turned into. You know what I'm saying? Like JP said, like his main people that call, he know they're going to be on there. Just like grudge racing, you know, like the main people that's going to grudge, know they're going to grudge. Nobody new trying to do shit. Nobody new trying to push the one button. You know, to talk, introduce themselves, or whatever. Woo-to-woo. Hey, I'm looking for a race. I'm going to the track Sunday. You know, and hell, we tried that. We all own cars damn near on here. We even did one episode. We sit there and tell everybody we're going to be at the track on Sunday. We didn't get no response. That shit was, like, hurtful to us.
Mm. Yeah, that shit crazy.
Yeah. 832-3731. Your mic over.
I'm good.
I mean, it's almost like it's fading away, you know?
But it ain't fading away on Facebook, Rich.
No, that's what I tell you. You know, it reminds me of an interview I was watching the other day with Stevie Jackson, and he said, the internet is killing all racing. It's killing all racing. Why grudge racing is not the same no more. It's why everything is the internet is killing it. You know, and it does. I mean, honest reality, it does. I mean, I'm 100% supporter of Tickle Fits, but honestly, that to me, that's it pulls people away from the track. They don't have to go to the track to see what's going on. You know, I watch it, and I can tell you that it does me the same way, man. I don't need to go to the track and find out what's going on. It's there. You know what I mean? I ain't going to lie. I ain't been at track in probably 2-3 months. But I can tell you a lot of it is, hell, if I didn't know what's going on, I have to take my big ass and get up out of the chair and go watch. But it's so much easier when it's on the fucking internet.
That is true.
So, I mean, it's killer. I mean, it's a good thing. It promotes it. It brings it out to the public, you know. But at the same time, it's a double-edged sword. It hurts you and helps you at the same time. It lets everybody recognize what's going on. But it makes them stay at home and don't have to spend that $20 to go see it. I mean, you just think about if it's an Astros game going on and they ain't going to televise the World Series. They ain't going to televise. The only way you're going to see it is if you go pay the ticket money. A lot of people go pay that ticket money.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. But at the same time, a true racer or a fan or whatever, they know it's a different feeling when you on that starting line or in them stands, hearing the sound of a race car, hearing the speed of it. It's a totally different feeling. So, you know, some people watch it, like you said, it's a double-edged sword, but at the same time, some people really be having work, anniversaries, you know, different things like that going on, and they love racing, so it's an opportunity for you to say, man, I've been waiting.
No, I agree. I mean, prime example, I mean, my anniversary was this weekend, and this is the first weekend, you know, since I've been married to my wife that we ain't been at the track on our anniversary.
So I got to watch it through, you know, tickle fits, which was great, man. But I'm telling you, it's just, I'll be honest with you. If I didn't know every Sunday what was going on at that track, my ass would take my, you know, my car, drive my ass to the track and see who's out there, see what's going on. But I can tell you what's going on. I'm not going to drive out there if the man's on the live feed is filming around and the parking lot's empty. I'm not going to waste my $20 to go out there. I'm going to stay at home and watch what little bit I can at home. So that's what's happening in Houston and everything right now is, man, it's drilling down because most people want to lose because you can watch it on that live feed. It's hurting the track, man. You don't have to get up out of your chair. If you go on a normal Sunday and it's not live, you don't know how many cars is out there. You don't know what's going on. So you take your ass out there to find out. But if you're live and I only see 10 cars in the parking lot, well, I won't go out there for $20. So, I mean, honestly, I think it's hurting the track. And if you go back a couple of years when we didn't have all the live feeds every weekend and everything at HMP, it was a lot more packed.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times has people on here looked at the tickle pits and said, you know what, I'll just watch it. I'll just watch it on TV tonight instead of going out to the track. You do it. I mean,
yeah.
You catch yourself doing it more and more and more.
You definitely use it as an excuse not to go. You'll be like, well, I can just stay at home and watch it. I can finish doing whatever I got to do.
That's a tough one, though. That's a tough one. I mean, because I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, to me, good for the game, or what they do is good for the game, but at the same time, it is hurting the track in a sense. But I don't know. I mean, shit. I mean, it's hard to say the yin and the yang, you know what I mean? Because, you know, Tickle Fitz and Cameron, they do good for me. You know, from help promote.
Bringing exposure and stuff, right?
Yeah, they do good for me. So I can't
but I see what Rich is talking
do.
About, though. On an actual Sunday when it ain't an event.
Yeah,
okay, how many
yeah.
live fees gone?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
On a Sunday. Something really, you know, you used to just get out on a Sunday just to get out the house. Well, shit, if I ain't got to get out the house, I ain't going nowhere. You know, I see what they mean. But on the event type deal, I don't think the live fees really affect it because everybody
no.
loves that just being there. Just going to be
there.
You know what I'm saying?
Like an average day. Average
right.
day is what I'm talking about. You know, we already know events are going to bring people out because it's an event. You know, everybody wants a race on main stage. It's just like, you know, take, for instance, duck race. Everybody want to go to duck race or race duck race because it's the main, you know, it's the main thing. But, and same thing with, you know, going to Florida. You know, for us, it's same way. But I'm talking about on an average Sunday, you take, since you have Pickle Fits and them live every single Sunday for the last year and a half, and look at the stands and look at everything, man, it's just dwindling down, and it's so easy because I do it myself, and I'll tell you that I do it myself. I look on there and say, man, there ain't nobody out there. I'm not going. But if I couldn't see that, my ass be driving out there. You know what I mean? It's just it's the truth. I mean, it makes it too convenient and too easy. The internet does. That's
yeah.
the problem. Hell, I don't know how else to say it, but you know, everybody in this world is fucking nosy. If you don't know what's going on, you got to go find out what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but then okay, so if they have a big grudge race on a Sunday night, right? And, you know, Tickle Fence them is out there, and they're getting help their views on YouTube or whatever else. So, I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of like they
you
know,
don't
in
know. In my opinion, unless it's a regular event like yours, I wouldn't allow it. If it's on a regular Sunday and you got grudge racing, I wouldn't allow it if it's my track. And the reason, why you think it's so convenient that like, if you take Street Outlaws, man. I know you'll see a little bit of the race and you know, somebody will bootleg it in, but you don't see live feed after live feed and look at the crowd. I mean, because, you know, not only because they're famous and they're going to be on TV, but most of the crowd is not on TV. But you can't see that shit unless you go. Until it comes
but
on
that TV. Is the event too, though, Richard. That is the event now.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's truth in what you, everything you're saying is true. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I can't solely blame the low crowds and the low car count on that either, man. I mean,
no, I just think it's contributed to it. You know, I don't think it's the only reason. I mean, hell, the main only reason is because, man, I hate to say it, but in Houston alone, you only got a 2-3 handfuls of racers that are grug racers anymore. I mean, everybody else is either not racing or doing something different, you know.
Yeah. But what's his name over there? God rest his soul, the guy who was in Dallas. He was doing it every Sunday and shit. They were still getting races off and getting things off. And I don't know about the fans. I don't know about the people in attendance. But
right.
You know, if he didn't like what he saw at XRP, he'll go to Yellow Belly or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he floated. Yep.
He floated. Yeah, he found action. But, you know, I don't know. I could say every...
You know, it's
Everybody's
hard to compare like Houston and Dallas because they got a lot of cars that are comfortable with each other. You know what I mean? We're kind of spread out all over the place. I mean, they got a group of cars that race constantly, but they're all within that group of cars. You know what I mean? Within the group. I mean, they pretty much all built their cars to race each other, to stay competitive in that little group. And then I hate to say it, a lot of times they won't let somebody from here. I mean, you look how many times Troy's tried to engage with some of the cars in Dallas that he really hadn't got no business trying to engage with, and they'll tell him no. So, I mean, I sometimes it don't make no sense how this shit works for me because, like I said, I've seen Troy 100 times try to engage with people in cars that are way more than what he's got, and they'll say no. You know, he's too fast.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it firsthand. I don't know. I mean, like I say, it's truth in what you're saying. But, I mean, me personally, I ain't going to lie. I hate it if it's hurting the track or not, but I kind of like it. And I ain't going to lie to you because if...
Oh, I do, too. I want to tell you, I love it. I mean, I got to get my big ass off the track.
Yeah, I would be hurting.
I can do some scouting without having to be in the track.
Say it again, Richard.
I said, hell, I send them some money sometimes to help them out just so I can make sure I get to watch it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got a hand went up. 713-5829, your mic open.
The appointment after he get discharged or whatever. Also, the lady that put.
Cool, Debbie.
I don't know. They might have made a mistake.
No.
Yeah.
I had went on mute a little bit. Did you get any feedback off of what can be done with the show?
Not really. Just, you know.
Oh. Same stuff.
Travis kind of said something, but like Troy said, he had to drive forward. It's Travis kind of came like, you know, putting the topic out there earlier in the week, try to get the people to, I guess, you know, give them time to get it together. A week of the show, stuff like that. Me no know, Capasso.
Not me either, man. Like I say, huh? I'm here for either way, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you decide, I'm with you. But, you know, I kind of look forward to it on Wednesdays, too. And, you know, I don't participate in every – I try not to anyway. I don't want to be saying, damn, he talk every week. I'm trying not to do that. I try to fall back sometimes, but shit, it's still, you know what I'm saying? You fall back and nobody talking.
Yeah, that's what I said. Just, I mean, that's pretty much with it.
pretty much what it is. Like I said, it's just shit, the same group of people that just pretty much come on week in and week out and kind of carry the show.
Or maybe the other guy's just nervous, don't want to speak.
Yeah, I mean, it could be that too. But, I mean, hell. What,
I don't know, man. I mean, like I said, it could be tightened up here and there. Well, I mean, if your mind made up, your mind made up. Shit, ain't nothing I can say about this shit. Shit. Ain't nothing I'm going to try to say about it. You know what I mean? Your mind made up is what it is. Shit.
I don't know. Just one of them things, man. You know, when you kind of lose the fire behind it, just, you know.
Yeah.
See, 832, down they put their hand down, 1601. There you go. Come on in here, boy.
I tell you what, man, since you're going like a little farewell, good vibe, party and all that, we'll get the motherfucking ass out. But give me and Rambo the get in, me and Rambo are running.
I got you.
Yeah, so took me and Rainbow up, man.
Yeah, I got you.
That's how I want to co-host Rambo. Yeah, see how they do.
I got you.
That's what I want to do. We both got race cars. See, we just ain't race nobody. We both got race cars, just like you. So put us in there.
Yeah. I'll get the track this weekend. Where you was at?
Milk and cows.
Oh, okay. You was born. You were playing old
McDonald.
Old McDonald had a form ass, huh?
Hey, you just don't know how much you come from animals that probably produced by me, but you might be vegan or something. You know, I don't pescatarian. I don't know. You kind of weirdo, so it's kind of, you know, I don't know. You might eat eggplants and bean burgers. You know, you kind of. You want to talk now? You put the 49
there, Cole.
Y'all weird. Even
dogs. We good over here.
Man, I'm riding my bike. I said, boy, riding the bike got you looking like that, man. Boy, you got to be lying. He's looking worse and worse. Big wobbly legs. I saw him the other day, big 2 foot, big duck looking ass walking around. But man, get him in Rambo, man. We'll pay it up.
We're going to get you a Rambo mirror. You're going to get y'all a mirror,
yeah,
too, because you ever,
yeah,
you
yeah,
seen
he
got
the right version of me. That's it. We both got race cars. You know what I'm saying? He going to turn me on to Pat Music. I'm going to give me a Pat Music, too, and we're going to have something to talk about. So, Rambo, what's the word, buddy, for you, man? Let's get it on, man. It'd be north side versus south side. Flyboat.
Uh-oh.
I guess you got to take with Bill first and ask Kutcher, but, you know. I guess it's the protocol the way that she got to go. So maybe I should have asked Bill first.
Oh, there you go. Come on, Rambo. There you go.
My goddamn thing. I ain't scared.
So, Rambo, do you want to be the star of the show and I be your co-host, man?
Well, you understand me, man. I've been thinking a lot about this show, man, for since last time I talked. I got about 6 people ready, man. For some reason, it never goes down, so it kind of embarrassed me a little bit. So, you know what I'm saying? I even offered to do the tune-ups and put the hard pressure in the car and put the money up. I just to start shit. But now all the show shit on, they want to talk about it, but they still ain't letting me loose.
That's what I'm asking. Do you want to be me and you, north and south, do the show? Because JP, he ready to check out.
I mean, that's all you got to do is give me a week to get everybody in line, and you get your people together, and we can do this. I got a little Mustang. I'm finna get out the shop, you know, and it's going to be pretty. It's pretty nice.
Man, we'll talk about that on 2023 show, though. We'll say that the next year's show. Do you want to get the show going? No,
the Mustang is ready. I promise you, I asked Bill today.
I say, Bill,
oh, yeah,
what's wrong with the Mustang?
But Rambo, you just told you what I told you. You got to ask Bill first.
No, I'll make sure the car was ready. But I know that car could be ready in the
I know, but you still have to check break car brake dude first before you make any. That's what I'm saying. Let me give me Bill a number to make Bill because me and you do the show.
Yeah, he should be out here. I talked to him earlier today.
Well, he tried it ain't worked. Troy did. He gave it to JP. And so I guess JP, he just had enough. He fed up. He got some little nuts to drive now. I guess he's doing too much. He ain't got a goddamn thing to do on Wednesdays, but he just done. But I understand. You know when you got enough. But, you know, they kind of from that 409, so they weird in the motherfucker, all of them. Just think about it. So I'll wait from little buzz views, I tell you.
How long you been holding it in, man?
Little hustler, bad ass Travis. they got the dude with the little Nova. He be with suitcase number, so in Malibu. I ain't saw him so long. He ain't saw himself. You got Dog Week water ass. You got JP. And you got the motherfucker that bought the bat. I don't know what he do that for. That was the worst motherfucking money he ever could have spent.
I guess it's a
legend or something. He just wanted to come out with something that had a name. But he could have bought Freddy Krueger from y'all, Rainbow. Y'all still got it somewhere.
Nope.
They don't remember going from Fight Wolf back in the day. You had Freddy Krueger and your brother and y'all ran Eric Caesar. They don't know the real Rainbow. No, I know you've been racing. I'm watching you. Still talking about Rainbow. We already got a lot to talk about, man. We've been street racing for a long time. Even Bush there when he was out there. What you want to do, Rainbow? You want to take the
show? Like I say, we're going to crank some shit up. I got about 4, 5, 8, 6 cars, and they all kind of like ready, but I just can't get them motherfuckers to speak.
But look, Rainbow, this is the only thing I want to do on the show. I don't care if they banned us from the motherfucker. They don't have one Wednesday. We just want to put JP in timeout. If he say one motherfucker thing we don't like, put his ass in the goddamn car. Put him in the private room. That's you whole bunch. Like you need those. Rainbow.
We can get it together, bro. I promise you.
They put send us information, man. We'll pay the little money, and then we're going to see that Rainbow. We get on this show. We don't have but 4 people on there. Me, you, and 2 more. We're going to end that motherfucker. We got to have at least.
I got 3 for sure. I can probably go and do
you
some
got
shit. 3 for sure.
I'm talking about to listen to the show, man. We got topics to talk about, man. What I'm talking about.
I mean, you get you 3. I'm gonna give me 3.
I'm gonna bring in some top dogs from the East Coast and West Coast. And I'm gonna have a bunch of gals on here, so you know what I'm saying. We're gonna make it's gonna be live on my side on the North side.
You know, goddamn, I'm looking for. You know, I'm American Gigolo now. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm down for that too. I'm gonna have to. You gonna make me come out of my shell and show off.
Well, look, our first guest gonna be Messy Lou.
Messy Lou.
We gonna give him 30 minutes of the show next week. Cause JP is it for him. So starting next week, Messy Lou the first one. Here we gonna go back and get to meet the old people. We gonna get a tummy dial. We gonna get King on the one time. You know, I know a few people. I know I live in them and give people the stuff. So man, it's gonna be a talk show, race show / comedian. We're gonna put out one. But Dre and JP is going to time out. They can say anything. If he burst, just say, okay, honey, here I come up. Anything, let me just put that over that private room. I can't wait till you do it right, even though you got to get the leak there.
Like y'all started the show already, the comedy show. But we talking about doing it at Mount Houston now, ain't we?
You talking about racing
at Mount Houston. Yeah, we go to Mount Houston.
We're gonna start racing 23.
Yeah, we're gonna at least I know we get one of them to race. I can get one of them to race.
It's 23. We're gonna skip 22 and we're gonna do it at 23.
We can do one grand opening before the year's out. We can do one or two races before the year's out.
Well, what about tomorrow night? Soon we have these cut both lanes, then we get it on.
You put the money up. You get your people, put the money up, make a race. I'm gonna make my two race.
I'll
make
it short.
No kidding.
Try one and run a little Mustang. The distance got it. Y'all been ducking and dodging for a long time.
We had a little problem in the family, but I told Bill today we're gonna bring it out. It's ready, sitting on keel.
And Miss Brown want to run that street car with the medium block again. And he going to give him the back tie. Suggest that motherfucking bad.
Okay. Well, you say next Sunday.
We can do it this Sunday. See if you can get it and lock it in and make it happen. And I'm going to talk to my side. And Jess got the back tie because they just say they got a medium block and it's an all-glass steel street car with a medium block.
Okay, so you say this so y'all get a bill of back time?
Yes, the black car. The clean bass, 68, 69, 67, with the vinyl top. Yeah.
And you going to give him the back time?
I said it. Yes, my crew cool with you. He got the back time. I want to get locked up. They said we ain't doing no racing and all that, so we come on the show. I already get shit going.
Well, I'm just saying, but you going to get okay? All right.
Yes.
Right. I'm gonna wake them up right now. So who are you talking about giving them the back tie with?
Miss Graham will give them the back tie with their black car.
I don't think y'all.
And Troy want to run the Mustang straight up.
Oh, I thought I was them calling me nut. Hey, Bill, that's one of these chicks trying to find my player move.
What about
now, Dion? You know when Grandpa say hold on, he gonna hang up. He ain't coming back now.
No, we gonna get something going. I guarantee y'all get something going. D get him somebody. He get his race. I'm gonna get mine. And I'm gonna put the money. Don't matter. You put the money. Get your people to race. Tell them all they gotta do is race. We don't give a fuck. They ain't gotta put no money up. If they win, I'm gonna still split the money with them. So if they don't do that, they ain't no racer. I got two or three people I can make happen.
All right. Now, Rambo, let me ask one question.
Since
we been a big co-star host and all that, is you going to let me see the time slip?
I want you to see the time slip.
Huh?
What you going to see the time slip for?
We together now.
No, you're not having fun. You know, man,
this is a comedy show, man. Is we boys, man? Cause we get the time slip.
You gonna get the time slip? You say you can beat my side, and I say I can beat your side. Nah, that's how we gonna do this. We get a race done every motherfucking week, goddamn, every other week, or every week or every other week. Me and you can get a race done. If we don't do it, me and you lose 500.
Do they want to run Sunday?
Well, let me see for Sunday.
In the little Mustang, Troy want to dance with the little Mustang.
The little Mustang is ready, been ready for a couple of weeks, about a month. It's just that
y'all ain't
just
saying that. Hell of the day of their past, y'all ain't making their best.
Well, you know, they've been having a little issues in the sister of the family, but now I told Bill today, he said the car ready. It's ready. It's sitting on kill right now.
Or can we get both of them locked in today?
Let me go. I ain't going to lie. Because like I say, I don't want to be losing my 500 to you.
So you don't really know yet?
Oh, no. It's ready now. Just get the driver to get there Sunday and do it. We'll do it. Because nobody got nothing to lose. You putting your people money up. I'm putting this money up. We put $1,000 and you put $1,000 and they win and get half the money.
Nah, we ain't running for no $1,000. Nah, we just putting up $1,000.
Okay, well, we'll run. I ain't running over 25. Nah.
We got to do a little bit more than that.
Once we start heading to the track, once we get to the track, people going to want to bet. Nah.
We talking about this. People going to get
you. You know what, though? I'm going to call. I'm going to call them up. I got two people ready. Man. Y'all ain't seen these people in a while, and they ready to race. But there's something about them they kind of shy right now. But guess what? I am going to get in touch with these people tomorrow, man. Say, man, that's right. Y'all say they want to race for the end of the year. Goddamn, any real coming. So
I'll tell you, got a talk show now. You got a talk show, and you can make him. JP, go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't want to bring too much. I don't want to bring too many powerful cars out right now. I'm going to start out with slow little cars that's decent. I ain't going to come out with a powerful car. I don't want people to, oh, man, you bring that too fast. I got one person, two people ready to run these cars. It's, I mean, we got to come on with it, fucking with them. So you got people coming from out of state. You got people coming from all around the world and shit. Now, come on now. We got to bring the best cars out there. You know we got two cars sitting out there. They don't kill.
I know they've been on kill since
No, they've been on kill for about some months. They had problems in the family.
They've been on kill since before Harvey killed them. That's what I'm saying. I ain't talking about two Harvey. I'm talking about Harvey.
Well, I'm telling you, they won a race. We can go to Mount Houston and maybe they shy of a crowd. I don't know.
Do y'all got a street car running boat?
Yes, we do.
Well, come to Spikewood tonight, then. We're
too powerful for the streets.
Do you see outlaws come on the street? What the fuck you mean?
But you got to realize, when you deal with the outlaws, they find the streets to be right. Where you going to find a street around here? We ain't out no motherfucking Las Vegas. We ain't in California. Whatever niggas doing shit every night. They worse than we ain't gonna. How we gonna take some cars we ain't drove in months and take them to the streets? You can't use street outlaws. They out in the streets every once a week.
No, what I'm saying, do you have like a little vet, little Camaro or something like that?
Yes, we do have a little vet. We try to run you once before that vet, I think. I don't know if it's
come
ready, to
fight. Well, we trying to dance tonight. I want to dance tonight. That's how I feel it. I'm feeling kind of good.
No, we can do it. We can do it Friday. No, man, we're going to the track, man. I'm taking everybody to the track. I don't want nobody to get hurt.
Man, I'm going to PV, homecoming, and U of H, TSU. I graduated from there. I'm going homecoming, man. I'm going back to my school.
You graduated from now.
I graduated from PV. I went to TSU for a semester. Why you think we're so smart? Copy Dr. T.
You say you got a street car you want to race, but we still can do it at the track. We can do street car on the track.
I do it today because it's hump day. We got to go to college to know that, but the weekend is I'm going homecoming, man. Okay, there's no races. I'm going to be racing. I'm going to be that kind of race. I'm going to be knee-deep.
But you say Sunday, though, but you got all this stuff to go to, see? Don't start playing.
Sunday, it'll be over. This is Friday, Saturday. Sunday, I'll be there.
Okay. Okay, but you say you want to run a street car.
Yeah, I was there tonight.
Nah, we ain't here tonight. I got this girl coming over here. I already turned down two of them. I got two coming. You know, I'm American Gigolo now. You know, I'm single and I'm doing me. You know, I'm trying to keep, I'm taking my pumpkin seeds and eating my watermelon and shit around here. I'm jogging now. You know, I'm getting my health right. Shit, I'm into freaking, bro. But I will go race because all I want to go see a race. I got some motherfucking brain to the goddamn track with me now. I mean, some of them young, but that's their fault. But I'm telling you, I bet even up with track, you're going to go crazy, D. You like women.
I love
D.
We can make this a goddamn
woman. Do that tonight. Well, I'm going to say, no, yeah. I ain't going to do that tonight.
Hey, man, we're trying to dance tonight, man. I want to dance tonight, though.
No, I don't want to dance, nigga. I've been saving my energy for these girls tonight. I don't need to use no extra energy. I've been eating watermelon all day today and pumpkin seeds.
Rambo, call Bill, Rambo.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, she got
you. You know it's going to be Halloween. You know it's going to be Halloween. You better put no orange. They're going to like a big pumpkin.
Give me a seed, y'all. That's not about the seeds y'all don't know about. Let me see if I get him right. I just talked to him. Here you go right here.
Yeah, Kyle Bill, man. I told him to call the show when I talked to him at the track.
Man, them guys
Bill.
Up in the college, man.
Bill, hey, hold up, y'all. Bill is on the line. Bill.
Hey.
Say, man, these what? Boys talking this shit with all this street car and shit. These things, they just, we got a new show going. D want to make it, well, we race his, whatever he got, his he picked, and we get some shit to race once a week or once every other week. He already said we can't do shit without you, so I put you on the line.
What about it?
Let Bill on the phone, D.
What about it?
Bill.
I mean,
Bill.
Yes, sir.
What's up, baby?
Man, I'm relaxing and relaxing. Waiting to hear what I'm finna hear.
Hello?
Waiting
to hear.
Man, that motherfucker been on break since I known it. And it still is, as of right now. Break Claw.
Rambo. And Dion say, Rambo, you got a street car? Rambo say, yeah, I got one. He say, I want to dance tonight. Rambo say, well, no, we ain't going to do that.
Hey.
Hey, man. I'm American Gigolo now, shit. I can't just leave like that. I got to use my mind and shit for what I got to do tonight.
Well, you know where they go get it out of there.
No, we ain't going to make it.
They say y'all got
the Mustang. Hell no.
He say y'all got the Mustang don't kill.
They say
you
know about
that
Mustang. I say it don't kill.
Oh, yeah, that motherfucker been on kill. It don't kill for a long time, too.
Oh, Dion didn't want to look at it. They want to look at
who
do?
Who do?
Dion, Northside. You know how them Northside cats feel. Them Northside cats, they always want to look at something on the south side.
Hey, well, you know, everything is for show.
Uh-oh.
What do you want to look at? What do you want to look at?
Dion, you heard that?
Sunday. Hey, man, hold on, man. What is we racing? That's a street car. What is we racing?
Troy. Troy Jackson. That's a street car.
He said Troy. What is the street car? The little Cutlass. He said he's going to get y'all the back tire.
No.
We're going to run that. Hell no. You said the back tire. You said a back
yeah,
tire.
That's what he said, Rambo. He said he's going to get y'all
the
back tire.
You said the back tire,
yeah.
Nigga.
Oh, it is?
Nah.
Yeah, Bill.
Oh, no.
That's why
that,
I woke you
hold
up.
On.
He said the best
that
thing
man,
got the back tire.
No. That man say the Bay got back tie with Miss Graham.
Oh, wait, Bill, you heard that?
Oh, Lord, I forgot. Hold on, man. Really afraid of man, don't call me like that no more, man. Y'all know what time it is. I ain't finna entertain this right now, bro. Hey, I can't. Man, I forgot I lost too much money in the years. Hold on, man. No break law. I forgot. Oh, it ain't take with that one name, the B word. Nah, hold on, bro.
Hey,
hold on.
I did not call you about that one.
Hold on, man. I'm dishing too much money out right now to be fucking out with this. Break clown, for real. Now, I'm fucking too much cash out right now. I can't do no more. I'm tired.
Got an all steel log glass. Want to get a basic back tie.
Hey, I understand that I got all steel, all glass too, but it's a break and a clone there too though, because I got to see what the driver might have to say. He might have to work. I can't do that one no more, bro. No. Now my brother tell me, yeah, then we get to the track. He'll say, man, we can do it Sunday. Oh, hell no. No, they know what I'm talking
about. Bill, you all punked out
on Bill. I mean, you goddamn shit. It's really a break law now. Not, ain't that no you this time, Rambo.
Hey, Ray, that silver motherfucker ready, though.
It is. It sure is.
Get that motherfucker the back tie. With
that cutlass. Now, I'll try to throw a car head over there with some Mustang. That'd be a good race, I think. I don't want nothing. Last time I busted my, they fucked me out my money then. On a fluke. Oh, no. Hell no. I'll try to head up. Yes, sir.
Bring the thing on down there and run Troy head up. Because Troy on the road now. He went down there. I think he went 3-0, 2-0, and hell at the Dell. He's feeling pretty good.
And congratulations to all the winners, bro. No hating, no nothing. I love every bit of it. Keep rolling. But I will run him head. I will run him head up with the Mustang.
God damn, let's do it.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing but some fun.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Let's do it.
You started this shit, D. Where you at?
I'm trying to see if we can
do it. I don't know about no Sunday, but goddamn, we're getting ready for
Hold on. Let me. Oh, man. God damn, it's going to be a hard one. Y'all pray for me. I got to call him.
Every time I ask somebody about a race, even back when I was talking about it, you know, it was always, let me see. Everything come out of OWK camp.
You said Sunday, bro.
Hold on, Rambo. What you just said?
I say every time I ask about a race, is always the next time, but this or that, you got to see.
Do you know who behind the wheel of it, brother? You might be a drunk. Well,
okay. You gotta make sure you're not drunk on Sunday.
Right. He's fucking right.
Then my boy dropped the dog in his face at 450 more last time. He still have nightmares about that.
Okay, but you already got the race ready. But listen, bro, you got the race lined up with Troy. You want the race head up. We ain't no hard feeling. Love Troy to death, but with the track is bored. Y'all know Bill. He spoke on it. Now what we gotta keep talking for? You talking about Sunday? I'm going to fuck hard tonight for a sleep weekend. I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah?
But, yeah. So, I'm in here. Bill done spoke on it now. You're going to run Troy head up with the Mustang.
I will run Troy head up with the Mustang. I did it before.
Okay. But, like, starting at 1500. Let's do it.
Yeah, that's cool. Let me, oh, God.
Call him and get the driver right, Bill. Call and get the
problem. Lord, how much? Boy, y'all put me up on the nose. Y'all put me up on the nose. I'm glad I still got my bond money. Some other. Hold on.
I just can't race
when y'all want me to race now, brother. It's big and better things going on right now. But I will race him. Man, shit.
Call him anyway, Bill. He can't do the thing. He's going to go right now.
Man, I got to call the monitor people first, bro, because I really got thinking about bucking this shit for real.
Hey, call him, Bill.
Hold on.
He's going to plug his sleep?
Hey, hold on, man. Hey, D. Do not make him mad, man. I'm trying to get this race off, bro. Don't make him mad.
Don't make him mad, D.
He's going to start screaming. I don't want to hear because he's going to call me all night. I got to go to bed. Hold on.
You better talk some shit.
Oh, yeah. JP.
Yeah.
JP.
Yeah.
We got some good nominees, man, for this talk show.
We're done. D told JP don't say shit.
Hey, that go, Jeff. Hey, Jeff, if you ain't got to work Sunday, We're going to run Troy head up with his color with the Mustang. You think that's good? Hello? Oh, no, don't tell me.
I'm here.
Hey, hold on. Oh, no, hold on, man. I don't like this move. No. Hold on, man. Oh, no.
Man, I'm telling y'all, kidding, that little cuddly. That little motherfucker ain't moving that fast.
Jess, you on him? Oh, Lord, he set me up again. Hold on, y'all.
Jesse, man, you come back on this. These niggas, this 10 niggas, 20 niggas on his phone. Jesse. Well, you might get Bubba.
Oh, God damn.
You're for real, Bill. I think I'll go for real.
Troy.
That nigga Troy. Do not want to act right when it comes to Troy, bro.
Yeah. Oh,
okay, you still love
him. God damn, bro. Who can we let drive that motherfucker, man? God damn, that nigga hung up. Now y'all see.
Yeah, I know why you hung up, Rambo. If you'd have been at the track and seen Troy go down that track, you'd have hung up too.
Oh, they say Troy look real good, you know. But you know, Troy is the shit. Troy look good, you know. You know, but 9 times give him a little show at our little town right there in Houston. At Mount Houston, let him go. Do it for a few $1,000, whatever, and be done with it. You know, we could, you know, Bill, he take a chance. I'm ready to take a chance, you know. I mean, y'all call out Troy. I mean, Troy, my boy, you know, but just to let something happen, shit, we can do it. We, you know, Bill known for doing shit like that. You know, we'll try to lose or win. Yeah, shit, we're going to try. Bill spoke on it, so we know the car ready. So, shit, all we can do is make probably a hit and be done with it. Knock all the spider webs off it, little shit. I make sure the tires, you know, put new tires on it probably. Yep. I don't know.
Y'all lock it in. I'm calling Mr. Charlie and let him know I'm be in Houston Sunday.
Well, we know we want shit. Bill says do it. We try to get put somebody in the seat. That's the problem, man. We got to try to put somebody in that seat that can handle that little motherfucker, go through that, fall through that.
You get in there, Rambo.
Well, no, I'm too heavy, and it's still a problem run. I'm going to make it pull to the right too much. That bitch going to pull to the right. So my big ass now. Well, you know, I'm losing weight, though. You know, I'm trying to get my weight down. You know, like I said, I'm a sex symbol now. You know, I'm into sex now, you know. You know, like I said, I'm on pumpkin seed, watermelon, and shit like that, you know. And do all the everything hype. I'm trying to give you some CBD jello gummy bears. All the nutrients. I was wondering. I want to hurt a hoe.
You say pumpkin seeds.
Yeah, pumpkin seeds and watermelon. I eat that in my eggs and shit in the morning. Yeah, shit. Y'all don't know it's a lot of shit going on. You American gigolo. You gotta learn all the shit, man. You know shit. I'm doing.
Hey,
ain't no razor, so I'm doing a lot.
Magazine.
Yeah, not yet. I got to lose a little more weight. But anyway, goddamn, I'm trying to fuck it. Shit, I'm fucking, bro. Shit, I'm trying to fuck.
What do you catch up?
Yeah, I'm single now. I'm a bachelor, nigga. Shit, I'm going to hold all the staffs and everywhere. I got a 6-5 bedroom house, nigga, bed in every one of them. Sometimes I fuck 3 beds up in one day.
So, Rambo, when y'all first show? When you and Big Boy show first show? This week and next week, y'all going to be your first show?
I mean, that'll be our first thing. Well, you know, for my sex symbol thing or the race car?
The race car. We ain't got nothing to do with the sex symbol. Hold that up.
I'm just saying. No, we ready. You heard what Bill said. We would have did it this Sunday, but goddamn, we got to put a motherfucker in the seat.
No, I'm trying to say by the you and Big Boy show. Y'all got a show coming up, too.
Well, we got a show. Well, shit, Big Boy, he thought he was going to bullshit me tonight. I didn't beat him out already. Yeah, we got quiet. We got me with Bill. We was going to run him. All we need to do is get a drive of that motherfucker, man. We was going to try this Sunday, bro. You heard him. But we knew the main thing, you know, just getting somebody in that fucking seat, bro, that ain't scared of that fucking car, bro. We're going to do it. He spoke on it. It's this Sunday. We're going to get it done. I know Troy read a race, Troy the shit, and now we finna line up with the shit. And we finna do it. He say head up. So we're going to do it head up. We ain't begging for nothing.
Oh, y'all sure doing good already. I got a locked in grudge on the way to lock up grudge.
I mean, shit, goddamn, it's going down. You know,
they
it's
on,
going
they
down.
They on the ball right now, ain't they, K-Dog?
Yeah, they on the ball.
Shit, we all on the phone. Well, shit, Bill is on the phone. We trying to get the driver on the phone. But he looking at Bart Simpson or somebody, Shrek or somebody. I don't know what the nigga is. I thought I heard a cartoon movie in the background when he answered the phone. Goddamn. Hey, when you say Troy, man, that nigga fold up, man. I don't like that, bro. You ain't supposed to be scared of no man
that
bad.
You
ain't supposed to be scared of no man. Don't be scared of the man. God damn.
Especially if they coming out of Port Arthur, way.
Troy, how do you?
Yeah,
oh, Troy, how do you? Oh,
hey,
he just, oh,
I've been going out catching them redfish out there in Port Arthur.
My bad, Troy.
Hey, listen, I've been going to Port Arthur every other weekend catching redfish. I got pictures on here in my phone right now down there, down across that bridge. And you would say, you're welcome to Louisiana right there under that bridge. I know they know where that's at, and in Port Arthur right there. I go there every other weekend. My cousin got a house. I be clearing them reds ass up. Them reds be trying to break my arm. They be hitting me so hard out there. I'm always with a woman, though. Yeah, I got reds in my icebox now. Hear that, my shop. Yeah, I'm talking about Port Arthur. I'll go ahead and take their fish and bring them home and eat them. Yeah. But now y'all see? Yeah, but y'all see? Yeah, y'all see my nigga said that we want to run. I said it back to that nigga said, head up with Troy. I mean, I ain't, you know, it's a good race. Dion ain't doing his fault. He got out the phone.
Well, that was a cold camp. That was a cold camp right there.
You. I'm
still on here, but you had the cars mixed up when I told you the black car. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you had the cars mixed up, but I'm on here. I'm just at the yard doing some.
Okay, but this is what we're gonna do. We'll run you with the white car like that.
Yeah.
We'll run you with the white car, head up with the car you want to run them with.
I'm on here. I'm just
not talking. I'm just making sure. I know you're on here. You ain't went nowhere. I know. You know. You started this shit. You're right. I'm gonna overmaster you every time you try to fuck with me with this race car shit. I'm gonna fuck you every time. Watch.
Please.
You
do.
Think I'm sitting over here ain't been gritting my teeth fucking these hoes around here? I'm still be thinking about race cars while I'm fucking, bro. That's all I'm telling you. I'll be sleeping when I come to the track Sunday. I'm going to have a hole in my goddamn hand when I come to the track. They don't let me out their sight. I'm going to make the hole feel special. I'm going to let a hole to pop. I'ma let the whole bring the mud up there, Nick. We say we gonna make a show, let's do it. See, you didn't know I had cars already ready. They just shot, but they'll run at Mount Houston. We can lock some shit up between me and you for that Sunday, they gonna show up. But right now we just trying to get a job for that Silver Mustang.
Yeah.
Every time you beat me, every time you call me, if I can't match a race and lock a race that weekend, nigga, I'm going to give you $200-$300 in your pocket. Yeah, you go to Titty Boy and throw it up. I don't fuck with Titty Boy. All my hoes go to my house.
Yeah, y'all sure going to be live, man.
Yeah. We going, goddamn, it's going down.
It's sure going to be live.
It's going down. I've been waiting for this moment. And whatever I bring, we ain't got to come on. We bring in Pat Muses goddamn, what's the other motor? Goddamn. TRE.
You've been
talking
about for the longest, Rambo.
No, I ain't worried about no Pat Muses.
You got it from his daughter, huh? You talking about the one you got from his daughter?
Yep, Lindsay Muses. That was the first time she ever hugged a black man when I got that motor from her. And she hugged me.
That is crazy.
Rambo.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
you.
That's the first time Lindsay ever hugged a black man from Texas. Yeah, goddamn. That's the first time she ever hugged a black man from Texas.
The radio station that they'll kick you off the air if you mess up. What's
they're
going to
kick you off the air.
You know, it's the people where, I can't think of the name of them. It's an organization where they monitor the radio app. What they call
it?
Rambo.
Shit, it don't matter. This called
Rambo.
Rambo Show. Yeah.
This motherfucker going to be jumping. We go have it.
Everything you do line up with me, I got to come up with mine. Nah. What we talking about? We want to run. We can run family cars if we want to, long as we running somebody.
Yeah.
I'll put his Porsche out the garage after a year of sitting in the garage and running with it. Yeah, it don't matter. Yeah, and I drive it. Yeah. And I don't know about driving my car. Yeah. But every time he called me at that track, he say, Rambo, we get on that show. We that week after the show, if it's on a Wednesday, we gotta run that Sunday. And you say who you bringing? I'm gonna say who I'm bringing. We gonna be compatible now. I want you to be coming and talking about you bringing a motherfucker out there. You know, Lawrence, just tell me what you're bringing, bro. I don't really care though. We just doing some shit, man. For $1,500 to $2,500, man, just have some fun, bro. We ain't gotta be doing all that for that bunch of money. Yeah, do some shit you can lose and ain't worry anybody.
Or better. Or better, Rambo. You got to put our bet on
I mean,
now.
You can bet on the side. That's called, I'm a bet my side. I'm betting my money. I'm betting $1,500 to $2,500 by myself just to make the race happen.
Oh,
now, if we go over that,
now,
we can do it. We
boy,
can do
that.
I'm not worried.
Now, that's bringing next,
yeah.
Rambo. That's bringing next.
Guess what? Then I got to show off for my hoes, so don't y'all get out there going to cap with that money and make me spend all my motherfucking money out there, bro. I told y'all, don't do that shit in front of me. I say $1,500, $2,500. Don't get me out there with my bitches and go to how to buy $5,000 to $10,000 to make me cap. There's going to be some coughing. There's going to be some motherfucking coughing. Don't get me out there and make me show up for my girls, bro. Don't do that, please. I'm not going to let y'all cap me. Now, I'm telling you, not with my girls with me. You don't know. Y'all got me fucked up. I got some bad motherfuckers. I got some pretty eye bitches. Fine, nigga, six pack. I don't fuck with nothing. I mean, that's just me. I can't deal with all my girls are little and fatigued. I got one Amazon. She about 6 foot. I got one Amazon, nigga. And that motherfucker's 6 foot, bro. You see this motherfucker, you would die.
Send me on the thing.
Y'all think I'm going to let y'all cap me? I bet me. I don't mind losing. But you're not finna don't cap with me in front of my girls, man. That's all I'm asking y'all. Because I'm going to embarrass you in front of them. Don't do this. For y'all crank this show up, I want to make sure that y'all understand. Do not overcap me, cause it ain't gonna work. You better hope I'm by myself. I'm by myself now. Shit, I would tell you, fuck you, I ain't tripping. Yeah, but other than that, I'm coming to race. Now we get a job for the Mustang. That's gonna be the first car we bring out. Let's do the Mustang. Yeah.
Bubble ready? Rambo?
I'm pretty sure we can help him out there for the next time. As long as we get one good race every Sunday in the track, we should be all right. One good matchup race, go down, you're going to have that track full. Because everybody tired of just talking shit. Ain't nobody seeing shit. And to see Troy in that Mustang race, they all coming. The track going to sell out.
I'm telling you, I'm coming for sure.
The track going to sell out. Bill Spoker, all we got to do is get somebody for that seat, bro. And we're going to do that, win or lose, we're going to do it. You know what? I don't think I'm going to bring my girl with us that day. Because y'all might try to cap a nigga. Now, hell no. I'm going to leave him home that day. I'm down to the babies. I get with y'all later, babies. I call them all babies.
We gonna turn the 6x9s on in the Cutlass and put in now.
All his sugar babies.
All his sugar babies. Yeah, we gonna put them put in the Cutlass. Yeah. You know how to drive a stick shift, baby?
Oh no, baby. I guarantee you, you may get one of my girls speak to you, nigga, I'll give you $100. These motherfuckers don't talk about it but me.
Rambo, once she get a hold of that lockup, it's over with, Rambo. She get a whiff of that lockup, it's over with.
You can't lock up. You forgot, nigga. That's why I'm running my car, locked up transmission. I got a converter in my garage right now, Neo Chan. Converter lockup in there for that Pat Muse in my garage right now. So you don't talk about no lockup. I know about lockup. I'm locking up in this person, though. When you talking about no transmission. That's all. I've been running lockup transmission. Oh, Rambo, you need to do a different transmission because that transmission, that car you got there, that car a little too heavy for that transmission. No, okay, got to be for a lighter car. Okay, cool. I still put it in there. Yeah, that new model. Yeah, I ain't tripping about no transmission. I'm going to lock up some shit. One thing about the lockup transmission, nigga, when you make a hit in that motherfucker, that bitch hit hard. I just learned. I mean, that bitch, ooh. You have a neck brace on when that motherfucker gets
the way Rambo talking, ooh. JC, I might be paying you that $50.
We're gonna see.
Boy, y'all could straight shit when that would come out. Oh, it's ready though. Yeah, it's ready. But like I said, for the Mustang, it'd be a good race. Try the Mustang. That'd
Someone
be a good race. 19, everybody could see.
Yeah.
This is. Everybody wants to see.
713-1914. Who we got?
Oh, that was me. The guy was talking about the guy that for the radio show that the radio, the FCC.
FCC, that's what it is. Appreciate it. Yeah,
yeah. FCC gonna sit down. What's going on, man? What's wrong with you, boy?
Yeah, they didn't work well. These boys sometimes get here. It's a good thing they're not here.
I don't know. Willie Dawg, so they talk about bitches and hoes all day long. I don't know.
Oh, no,
so you might get away, Rambo.
That old man ignorant, man. If y'all go over what he do, we could say whatever the fuck we want to say. That nigga ignorant. We can talk about Peter. We can talk about Carl hoes, hoes. That nigga, that don't give a damn what he say.
Yeah, at the show.
I'm respectful in that. I ain't gonna do all that. I can't even say all that nasty shit that nigga be saying.
At the show.
Y'all gonna make him get on the show. Yeah. Like I say, D started some stuff. D, you a good producer. You started some shit and got your first race. What you wanted? Boy, you something else, boy. you damn near ain't going to white club. Ooh, we might have some. We could have two good ones, at least three good ones off the muscle. Yeah, yeah. Ain't no big deal. I told y'all, it wasn't no big deal. Shit, I can make the more phone calls, but I don't want to put nobody on the spot. But they'll race, though. As long as they ain't going to worry about losing no money, they're going to race. All you can do is win. I'm going to do all the losing. All they can do is win. You either go home with gas money, or you can go home and run out of gas. If you lose, I ain't got to give you shit. Go gas the car before you get there. That's all I'm going to tell them. But you win, you happy. I can't loan you nothing if you lose.
Well, they get it from the outside. Hey, Northside, come back on this. Northside, come off mute.
Yeah, he said his butt on mute. His ass in trouble if he think he gonna fucking out talk me. Okay, let's see. Let make it happen though. Fuck the talking. I want to smell the race gas. I'm tired of laying at the back of the cars and while they crank them up on a motherfucking lawn chair, crank the car that run, man, and smelling that shit out of my motherfucking beard, bro. I want to see them bitches leave. I'm tired of, hey man, crank the car, man. I'm tired of listening to that bad motherfucking story. Crank it up. Just take the wheel off. Yeah, take that bitch off the stand and dry hop it or something. Let me smell the fumes out the smoke. Yeah. I'm tired of sitting in the motherfucking warehouse smelling that shit. I want to let it go. Let's get some money, nigga. Yeah, let's do this. God damn it. Win or lose, I don't give a fuck about losing either. If you lose, it's going to have to be a reason a nigga lose. That bitch fuck up, go in the house, do something stupid. That's the only way. Other than that, if you stay on the ground, it's over.
I'm glad you gave me the heads up. My money going on Troy.
Okay, that's the only way. I ain't mad. I'm not mad. I'm not mad. I understand. Troy, good people. Troy, my family. But if we the only ones going to make it happen, that's what they want to see at the first race they called out. Why
yeah.
not let it happen? Bill spoke on it. Let's do it. Yeah.
yeah
we ain't got to go there that crazy. We got to be a loser and a winner. It might be a tie.
You say it might be a tie.
Yeah, it might be a tie.
Well,
world,
I need to be the DP
world,
man. I need to be the DP
world,
man.
World
I need to,
favorite,
yeah, y'all, I'm yeah. gonna be the DP man. It ain't no such thing, no goddamn.
Well, somebody in trouble. Then that's what I'm telling you. Yeah, yeah. They gotta be turning out. I went to a rooster fight. I went to a rooster fight last Sunday. I can say it now because it's over with. We burned the woods down after you left it, and I've been spotted $4,000, nigga, on my second fight, nigga. So I'm doing some action, but I want to race. Yeah, I'm gonna try it out. Yeah, man, I ain't tripping. I want to have some fun, man. Yeah, and
yeah
I want me and Hog Man B standing side by side talking shit. Let's do this. Get his people ready. Yeah, yeah. He gonna hate
gonna
to call me.
I ain't gonna lie, Rambo. That camp over there, they ready. They talking low.
Honestly.
In no game.
I want yeah, somebody that's cocking ready. We not cocking. We cocking ready. But we need a motherfucking we need a pilot. That's all we need. A pilot. You need a pilot. You need somebody to fly. Yeah. You need somebody ain't scared that that motherfucker 100% just let it go. Being the seats in that hole in the leads. Ooh, you better shock this shit. I guarantee you. If everything goes smooth, we're gonna be the car gonna be down there a foot in the air when it go around them.
Damn.
If it's still, that's all I'm gonna tell you. Yeah.
I ain't gonna be on that tow truck. No foot in the air, is it?
No, tow truck this week gonna be flat. Now we got new. We gonna put that bitch on a flat, a new trailer. We got a new trailer for them cars. We bringing up new shit. Yeah, we just coming to have some fun, bro. We just coming to have some fun. That's all we doing. Coming out here and have some fun. Yeah. And that's the first race y'all call out. Let's do it. Nah. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the white car ready too though. So you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I mean, if they want to do that race, head up, whatever, cool. It don't matter what size tires they have on it. Do it matters about tires and all that shit? That's something else I want to ask.
Hello.
Do you have to have a certain tire on the car and all that shit? Because we just running what we bringing, though, you know, when it comes to tires.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't want if that be a problem, the tires and all that. I don't know. Imagine.
Man, you can't come out with no big-ass shirt from down it.
I mean, we come with the car work with, you know, whatever the cars work with. I can't tell them people to take their tires off, you know, but maybe they will try because the smaller tires do work, but I'm not trying. We're trying to get the money, so we're going to run with the cars used to run with. Whatever the cars run with, that's what we're going to leave on them. I mean, I don't know what y'all going to be. 14, 16? I mean, I know 16, 14. That's too big. I don't know what size tires is here.
Short gap. Short just
gap
the big tire car.
Oh, see, he yeah, Troy something else. Troy, what thing about Troy? Troy gonna race.
You have to shit out
he's
of
smart.
Him.
He's
smart.
Like,
no, Rambo thinking I'm lying. Rambo thinking
no,
I'm lying. You just got the big time car. Full chassis.
I believe you. Troy gonna try, motherfucker. He don't give a damn. I know that already. I've been with Troy. I've been with Troy. Troy is a quiet person. He don't talk shit. He just race. You know, so we know he when he get mad, he'll talk some shit. But other than that, he will race. There's no need to make him get his blood pressure up because he going to race regardless, you know. And I thought it was a pretty good race. You called him up. D called him up saying out with Troy Carr. Okay, Bill said go. Okay, all we do is get a pilot and it's over with. Take my money. I ain't tripping. That's just less taxes I got to pay in a year. Yeah, so we ain't tripping on that. I just want to get a pilot now. Pilot going to take it through there.
Rambo. Say, Rambo. The one of them prowess you got come along with the pack?
No, they can't. I got them all kind of quiet. Like, I don't allow them speaking to people too much. But if I let them speak, they'll talk. But they ain't going to. They're not gonna be. They're not. They beautiful girls. And you know, Brazilian bitches. And they kind of like I got them scared of people. You know, they don't
allow them to speak to people too much.
Huh? They ain't gonna. Man, if you get one to talk to you, now you're good to go.
I'm married.
I got some up. I got two of my girls I bring with you. Y'all be too scared to say hi to them. Y'all see how beautiful these hoes are. Y'all be too scared to say, how you doing? You even look at them like, think like bitch,
please. Not Mike Dillon. Mike Dillon
goes, say hello. And I didn't build them either. And I didn't build them. Everything going with these girls are real. Their ass, their chest, their stomach. It's nothing built. Everybody got real flesh. And nobody, I pay for no ass. I don't pay for one ass for a couple girls, but them hoes end up going back to their niggas.
Yeah.
Other than that, I got natural built skin. You can, perfect. Yeah, that's another topic. Y'all making me hot name here. Yeah, what time is it? Well, that's good.
Oh, man.
I get a chance. I'm going to track a race. I want to go see. I've been trying to get these boys to race. I was trying to make it for K-Dog shit. They had a good two of them every day. It was hype, but then they ended up like, man, goddamn. They get some guys into their family. I mean, I don't know if it's all right to be into your family, but damn, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's
a good excuse. K-Dog had 16 lock-ins, Rambo, and all of them died.
All of them went down.
Man, it was going down, man. We had a good goddamn time.
God, I heard about that shit. I had some people come down there looking for me from Sealsby. I had a couple people come down there thought I was going to be there, but I ended up goddamn doing some other. I had to do something else, man. I guarantee you, I had at least 8-9 people from Sealsby was there looking for me. But they had a good time, though, they said, because I didn't, you know, they had a good time. Shit, I got a baby mama down in Sealsby, Texas. I was all in the country. Yeah, man, but shit, we ain't no need to talk shit. You know, we ain't gonna get no. Well, D, you know, he say he got cattle. I want to run for one of his cows.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I know he got some good breed calves over there. I want to run for one of them.
Oh.
Yeah, he say he got some good bad motherfuckers down there. Put one of them calves up, old Angus up there, and I'm running for that.
Hmm. That's a nice purse.
As a shit, I'm nice. Gonna take them all down into the country, let them breathe. Hope you don't nut them. 7-1, he'd already cut the nuts on. Think he's slick. Yeah.
Man,
but like I say, man,
JP,
man, we
had really
man,
the show, JP.
I'm glad y'all start the show. I'm glad y'all brought me some real shit in line. Fuck with Rambo, you're gonna get what you're looking for. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. So D didn't call me out. He, me and him against each other with the races. He get his people. I get my people. We make it happen. And the Sunday after the Wednesday, you talk shit today, you got to race Sunday.
That's right.
We ain't
that's
talking
right.
about
that's
next
right.
week, 2 weeks from now. When you talk week
you talk
shit on that show
gotta
like
race
tonight,
Sunday.
You got to race. Like right now, the next Wednesday, wherever we be on the show and talk about racing, me and him, he got to go down that Sunday. Not next Sunday. The Sunday after the Wednesday, we talk shit. Be at the track.
And if you don't, if you don't show up with a car, you got to pay $500. What you say, Rambo? It's $200 or $300.
$200 or $300. If my people don't show up, I give the motherfucker him $200 or $300 for his pocket. Or however it go. But other than that, you talk shit Wednesday to me. Sunday, my people got to be there.
Got to race.
And one of them got to take the old lady to the movie or something and don't make it, I lose $200 or $300. Do that. But other than that, we're going to be at that track. Nah, we through with that situation. He started it, and I love it. It ain't nothing but
man, y'all have a blessed night. Rambo, be easy, baby.
You, thank you. Thank you. Have a, I hope you have a blessed night. I'm going to have one
all
pick
right.
Grab my beard.
Troy,
K-Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's pretty much gone.
Play some music before you go off, man. Play me some good music before you go off, like you do.
Oh, what you want to bring good music? What you want to hear, Rambo? Let me see.
Michael
Let me
Jackson.
See what I got for you.
Yeah.
I ain't got no Michael Jackson on here, man.
Nigga, play some Michael Jackson, bro. Yeah, the end.
I ain't got no Michael Jackson. No. I ain't got no Michael Jackson loaded up on here, man.
Yeah, pick a song, man. Shit. See, I want to listen to something. Like, when you close the show, let me listen, bro.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna be all right this morning.
I think it's the right one.
Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of five, my mother fell to be the greatest man alive. Greatest man alive. But now
what's
I'm
up?
A man. I made 21. I want you to believe me, honey. We're having lots of fun. I'm a man.
Yeah!
I fell him. Hey, child. In that rubber band main.
Yeah!
No bee. Oh, child. Why? That fair managed boy. But a man. I'm a full grown man. I'm a man, I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man, I'm a hoochie-coochie man. Sitting on the outside, just me and my mate. I made the move, come up 2 hours late. Wasn't that a man? I felt him a child in that rubber band main. No be oh child. Why that fair managed boy? I'm a man. I'm a full-grown man. I'm a man. I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man. Full-grown man. Oh, well. Oh, well.
Good night, people.
Love and
happiness. Oh, no, he's on. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm about to be happy
something
in a minute, too.
Something make you do wrong. Make you do right.
Make it.
Yeah.
God damn.
Love.
Scary. That's scary. That's scary, how about
love and happiness? But wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone.
3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Talking about how she can make it right. Yeah. Yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone. Yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness.
Love and love.